need the United States economy to grow at over 2%. We need the U.S. economy to grow at 3%, especially with the growing deficits the federal government has. And so much of this money, not just the project, is going to be coming from the private sector, from savings accounts, from pension accounts, from insurance companies, and on and on and on.
That's right. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink just urged everyday citizens to think about growing with the United States, framing the plunder of retirement nest eggs as some kind of patriotic duty. Fink didn't mince words about the scale of the heist. The U.S. economy must accelerate from a sluggish 2% growth to a robust 3% just to handle ballooning federal deficits, and that money is going to be coming from the private sector, savings accounts, from pension accounts, and insurance companies. He painted a picture of exploding demand for electrons powering these data behemoths.
But as the governor was talking about, the need for electrons is growing every day. You know, if we're going to be the leader in technology, which we are, if we are going to be the leader in AI, which we presently are, it's just going to require trillions of dollars of investments. And if we don't invest in it, China will be the global leader in this.
Translation, your 401ks and IRAs aren't safe havens anymore. They're the piggy bank for BlackRock's vision of an AI-dominated future where trillions get redirected into projects that conveniently align with the asset manager's own massive holdings in data centers and energy infrastructure.
Residents were told today that actually we're not going to provide you electricity anymore. The Nevada-based power company that is providing electricity to the residents of Lake Tahoe informed them today that, sorry, all the electricity we make, every watt of power that we generate is going to have to go to a nearby data center, and therefore you have until the end of next year to find a new source of electricity, and after that, we can't help you.
Thanks to the data center overlords, 49,000 residents, mostly on the California side of Lake Tahoe, are about to lose access to 75% of their electricity supply after May of 2027. Liberty Utilities is killing off 75% of the energy provided by NV Energy because NV Energy says it needs every megawatt for its own unprecedented data center growth. A massive international American tourist mecca packed with ski resorts, casinos, and 28 million visitors is getting squeezed by Google, Apple, Microsoft, and BlackRock. This is why we can't have nice things. Data centers already guzzled 22% of Nevada's electricity in 2024 alone and are cranking up to hit 35% by 2030 and a staggering 5,900 megawatts of demand by 2033. That's 2.8 times the entire output of the Hoover Dam.
We don't need another data center. You don't know what the health impact is. You got them all crunched together. You're going to have a mass exodus. You're going to ruin this community. You're going to ruin it. Ruin it if you let this continue.
Are you a member of a community where you've learned a data center is being proposed in your county? Have you decided to join your community in learning more about how this will impact farmland, the environment, your quality of life from the constant humming, noise, and light pollution? Are you concerned that your water may be drained by the data center or contaminated as we're seeing across the country? Well, you just might be a terrorist of some sort. According to 1,000 pages of unpublished reports from the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and fusion centers, as reported by Wired.
The data center scam exposes the raw cynicism of the financial overlords at BlackRock, who manage trillions in ordinary Americans' hard-earned retirement funds while positioning themselves to profit handsomely from the very boom they're engineering at our expense. Fink's pitch isn't about national strength. It's a veiled demand to raid pensions for private gain, all while ordinary families foot the bill for skyrocketing energy costs, potential blackouts, and an unaccountable surveillance state powered by these AI fortresses designed to roll in the CBDC. This is how the Republic falls, one raided pension at a time. John,
so much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to the AlexJonesStore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everybody, welcome to the War Room Live. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for Harrison Smith. I've got my coffee. I've got some apparently a funny video from Pastor Manning, among other great instances of news that we can provide to you today. Yesterday, Alex posted a video of him in a yellow "Don't Tread on Me" shirt, talking about juice boxes making kids gay. And that actually was a meme for a while. The mainstream media was attacking him on that, saying, oh, he's saying kettle chips and juice boxes will make you gay. I did a bunch of research on this. And he put it out as a reaction to a video that we're going to go to in a second. And I'm watching their delivery of these two kind of Gen Zers, I guess, or they're either younger millennials or older Gen Zers. But they're really, you know, when you look at the information Alex Jones was giving people back in like 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, all the way up to today. And then you look at what these guys are doing. They're trying to distill what he did by putting chemicals in the water to turn the freaking frogs gay. So they're trying to match that energy, but they don't quite have the gravitas behind it. But we're going to go to that. We're seeing some arrests on corruption. We've seen Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance talking about all the corruption they keep finding, and it's trillions of dollars. And, you know, are we ever going to see any arrests? We saw a CIA guy get pinched for having gold bars, but, you know, it's like low-level CIA guy. He's not stealing elections. He's just stealing gold bars, but we got out of the Gateway Pundit, total corruption. Two Minnesota Muslim women arrested in massive $21 million autism program scam. So $21 million, that's good. It's a good start right there. Oh, sorry. No, there you go. That's a good start. But we need a lot more. We need a lot more. And this was Shamoso Ahmed Hassan and Hanan Mursal Youssef, 55 and 25, respectively, of Brooklyn Park, were taken into custody by HSI agents. Federal prosecutors say the pair submitted $46.6 million in fraudulent claims to Minnesota's Early Intensive Development and Behavior Intervention Program, a Medicaid-funded service for children with autism. And see, what this does is this causes people to look at these programs and go, oh, we shouldn't fund any of this at all. We shouldn't help these people at all. And that's not true. Some of these programs should be funded, but you have to have oversight. See, all we're asking for is oversight. We just have to have a little bit of oversight on these programs so we can look at them and go, and you can smell out the fraud right away. You know, the IRS, you don't submit something, you get a little AI bot sends you out a letter and says, oh, we didn't see this. Where's this bit of income? You didn't account for this. So there's no reason why we can't have that type of system in these programs where you're giving away millions of dollars, essentially. So this is good. This is good action on this. But let's go to this. We're going to go to the BPA stuff. We got about 18 minutes in this segment. And I will actually talk about, like, you can't see it there or right there. That's all that's left of my shiner from, falling out of my attic on the 13th. So that was, 2 weeks ago yesterday. I fell about 9 feet. Broke a steering wheel on my riding lawnmower. I think that really broke my fall most of all. And then I hit my cooler. My face hit the cooler and I hit the pedal. I'll show all this, later on in the show. And I'm going to lead that into some interesting information. Yeah. I'll show all that later. That's an illustrative picture because that was after I did some acupuncture. The day I fell out, I made an appointment and I discovered the wonders of acupuncture. So we're going to get into all that, but let's go to this first. You know, you like your coffee? Well, if you're going to Starbucks and you're getting your, what you think is a paper cup, it's actually lined in plastic. And these two, very, interesting Gen Zers are going to show you what is actually in your cup. And they're kind of leaving it on the microplastics level because that's, you know, trendy to talk about microplastics now. But what's also in the microplastics? And we're going to get into that. That's where the information really gets interesting. So let's watch this clip. It's about 30 seconds and then we'll come back. We got a lot more to go through. Thank you for watching.
Drinking boiling coffee out of a plastic bag?
What? This is exactly how millions of Americans start their day when they're drinking out of paper cups.
When you pour boiling hot liquid into this plastic-lined cup, it releases thousands of microplastics that end up in your bloodstream.
These can latch into your organs. Some studies even show it can end up in your brain.
Microplastic can wreck your hormones, interfere with your fertility, and who knows what else.
It might be normalized.
But this is not normal.
It's time to bring your own reusable cup.
Or actually ask Starbucks for a mug. They have it.
So they're kind of scratching the surface on the microplastics. They did mention the fertility, which is good. But what, this was May 27th, 2026. Well, now we're going to go back. I think this is from 2010, this clip. It's the clip with Jones in the yellow shirt, guys. We're going to go to that one. This is his famous juice boxes are making kids gay rant. And here it is.
Well, if you give estrogen to a bull long enough, it'll start going over and basically presenting itself to bulls. And anybody, I've read the studies on this and talked to the vets. I actually worked for a large animal vet a few summers. And it's just a fact. And so we wonder why men look like women and why women are all jacked up and going into puberty. Some of them at age 5 now. And when they go into the doctor, because they're 5-year-olds having a period, some as young as 3, the doctor, comes to them, and says, I'm going to give you other hormones to suppress that, not, hey, let's stop drinking GMO growth hormone milk, which has been linked to it. Hey, let's stop drinking out of estrogen mimicking containers. And again, I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers, because it's everywhere. I mean, take this. I don't know, but I should check. This is probably lined with the type of plastic that has it. But I still grab this off the shelf this morning, even though it says it's organic. That's not enough. In fact, give me a knife so I can tear into this. Let's see if it's lined with it. In fact, it'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging. I wonder if this spring water, natural lime flavor I'm drinking. I know full well HEB's putting fluoride in this. Why am I drinking this? I know full well these kettle chips say that they don't have MSG, but they've got the yeast extract thing that says it's MSG. What's wrong with us? Why won't we stop? Why am I so weak, Bob Chapman? Okay, here is, for those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, here's the inside of this juice box. And if they zoom in any more, see that thin plastic? It's got it. And I'm letting my children drink this. All the juice could be out of a glass bottle. All of it could be healthy, but we see the word organic. Meanwhile, it's got an estrogen mimicker leaching right out of it. Look at that. See the plastic, folks? It's got a plastic lining. There's the plastic lining. Great point. Great caller, Bobby. I'm glad you took us in that angle. What's the name of that newscast? Because I've seen CBS newscasts admitting, and I've seen a BBC newscast conclusively This turns, you know, I saw the police chief of Fort Worth 2 weeks ago. If I put it up on screen for me, guys, if you can find it. You know, police chief promotes hormone replacement. And he says injections of testosterone for cops because cops need it. Men, if you're normal and have normal testosterone, that's enough testosterone to get you in a lot of trouble, and you know that. But maybe cops do need testosterone because after you're done drinking your little juices, well, you're ready to go out and have a baby. You're ready to put makeup on. You're ready to wear a short skirt. You're ready to go, put together, a garden of roses or something. You're ready to put lipstick on. Look at this. Maybe the globalists are doing me a favor. Maybe I'm too aggressive as a male. Maybe the problem is I'm not drinking enough estrogen mimicking plastic. Maybe that's the problem.
All right, we can pull it out right there. The guy not drinking enough estrogen mimicking plastic. All right, now let's go to this. This doesn't have a lot of talking in it, so I'll kind of narrate over it. This is clip 14, guys. Let's just go ahead and roll this, and I'll just start talking over it. And this is a guy who's basically going to take a aluminum can, as is a Coke can, Coca-Cola, and right now he's sanding off the bottom, sanding off all the paint. So you're just seeing the aluminum, all right? So now you got aluminum. Now he gets this stuff called caustic soda, which I'm sure is, you know, really good for you. But it's basically going to eat away the aluminum. So he's filling up with water, probably distilled water, and then he's going to put the can in there. And then it takes a while. You could see it. The time lapse going, it's going to be there all night into the next day. And you're going to be amazed what you see when he pulls that out because you think you're drinking, oh, this is just an aluminum can. Well, look, the Coke is still in there. Okay. And why is that? Well, it's still being held by the plastic. There's literally a plastic lining in your aluminum can. I almost said tin can in your aluminum can. See, there's a plastic lining. And so you think you're drinking from, you know, aluminum, which isn't good for you either. And I'm sure if it was just aluminum, imagine the leaching that comes from a Coca-Cola. If you ever have acid build up on your battery terminals, you can literally pour Coca-Cola on it. It'll like eat away the acid that's on there. It's amazing. So there's that. So Jones is talking about cans. And he was talking about juice boxes and, we're going to get into him talking about, you know, TV dinners when you put those, anything with plastic in the microwave, it just off gases all these estrogen mimickers. So we're going to start this. They said that this clip's like 14 minutes long. And, this is Alex from 2010 to 2012, just talking about BPA and plastic. And there's a little clip from, Food, the Ultimate Secret, which you could still find on the internet. Everywhere. And, so this is just some interesting tidbits, which, you know, the millennials jumping around didn't explain to you all the intricacies to it. Like, why is BPA being used in plastic? Well, Alex is going to answer that question. So here's that, rundown.
It's in most home plastic pipes, PVC. It's in most of the water treatment plants. It is in the lining of Coke cans, Pepsi cans, the little juice containers that are papered on the outside. They're plastic lined. The worst thing is TV dinners and other microwavable foods is bisphenol A. And when you heat it, it literally off gasses into it. And it's very, very deadly. Hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. But remember, the media is going to spin this and go, Alex says juice boxes make you gay like they did last year when I was reading mainline studies then. But never telling you I'm reading a study. They cut that out. They'll cut this out as well. The Soros people will. Now, but it won't matter because then people in the comments of the articles go, well, wait, he's talking about bisphenol A. Why is this all cut up? Again, they know and don't want you to know because they're population exterminist. Now, let's play one of the edited clips of many online, but it's still clear what I'm saying about bisphenol A with Bob Chapman a year and a half ago. Here it is. But the reason there's so many gay people now is because it's a chemical warfare operation. I have the government documents where they said they're going to encourage homosexuality with chemicals so that people don't have children. I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers. In fact, you'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging. I wonder if this spring water, natural lime flavor I'm drinking. I know full well HEB's putting fluoride in this. Why am I drinking this? I know full well these kettle chips say that they don't have MSG, but they've got the yeast extract thing that says it's MSG. What's wrong with us? Why won't we stop? Why am I so weak? An example, they knew bisphenol A combinations in major studies you can pull up in the 1940s. They were looking for a plastic liner that would reduce fertility but also male aggression. And then there's all these white papers on it that we've republished at InfoWars from the Rockefeller Foundation, UN, and others. And then they get it deployed, and then they even do rebates and things to factories and companies to then make sure that bisphenol A was adopted in the majority of plastic formulas. If you wanted a formula from Dow Chemical, you can research this, or other companies that develop these systems. There's a whole class of plastics that have the bisphenol A in them. It's in printer ink. It's probably in this printer ink right here, but I'm too dumb to check and stop it. And it's infertility everywhere. And then they'll only give the license to factories for this. I mean, so they'll sub-license it to the Chinese, the Indians, the Mexicans, you know, sub-companies in the United States and Europe, knowing they went and found it, then wrote white papers on it. We've written articles about this. Then they deploy it, and then now decades later, French news agency, chemical and plastic containers makes male mice act like females. And then they had George Soros-funded groups come out last year, literally hundreds of articles over a month period, thinking it would hurt me, taking out of context what I said, saying juice boxes are making you gay. Well, no, I was reading studies on air that it's causing hermaphrodite developments in fetal brains of mammals. Not just the genitals, but in the brain. And that's what's causing sexual confusion. And it's not, again, coldly, it's not an issue of your identity. Do you understand that this is a public plan and has been done? Male mice who were exposed as babies to BPA, a chemical common in canned foods and plastic containers, it lines the tin cans, everything, act more like females and are seen as less desirable mates, a U.S. study shows Monday. The findings should have implications on how BPA and bisphenol A may affect human development and behavior, and the study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That is the most prestigious. The BPA-exposed deer mice in the study look normal, but there's nothing obviously wrong with them, yet they are clearly different, said the lead author at the University of Missouri. Females do not want the mate BPA-exposed male because they're giving off different pheromones. They're giving off a female pheromone. And BPA-exposed males perform worse on spatial navigation tasks. It also stunts you. Development. You go to a restaurant. Most of the boys now just look like mutant brain-damaged people. I mean, I'm sorry. It's hardcore. The girls are hyper-female. They're growing taller. Their growth hormone, they're having really a form of subacromeglia. And that's why the women, there's a quadrupling now in breast cancer in the last 20 years? Women, they're not going to tell you why you get that breast tumor and why they then fry you with radiation and bug poison known as chemo and suck all the money out of you. And then you'll die and you'll be put in a box. Now, I meant to come into the show today and get into this incredible report. And again, there are thousands of studies all over the world going back 80, 90 years dealing with plastics and that they are oils. They're oil-based, and many of the drugs that Big Pharma has made are petrochemical-based because they can manipulate it. And that the bisphenol A that's been adopted in most plastics, the liners of tin cans, plastic juice boxes, you know, all of it, even the paper ones have that lining. It's how the paper doesn't get soggy, doesn't break through. Normal paper box would, that it leaches estrogen mimickers and it also causes endocrine disruptions, overall disruptions. And we covered that report. And, of course, literally hundreds of these. If you just type in hermaphrodite frogs, hermaphrodite fish, sterile frogs, I've seen studies with upwards of half of them in the southern Mississippi now being sterile or having both sexes. And it's also changing the brains of the frogs. Now, The globalists would spin this as a human right. The frogs have a right for us to dump this in the water and make them hermaphrodites or make them confused. See, it's a scientific issue, but they would say, you're being a hermaphrodite frogophobe. And I'm like, what does this have to do with people's sexual preference? I'm saying they're choosing it for you and that it's not like a preference. They have biologically altered who you are, and that's been the plan all along. And we cover it in the in-game extras, the university documents where they talked about doing this. And now we got Holder and all the others. This is what they've done. And they're keeping it in the plastics. They're keeping it in everything. They're doing it. And they don't care. And they're not going to stop. You have to stop eating and drinking out of what they're doing.
You see here before you
what an average person would buy when they went shopping.
Back to that. That's actually the intro to food, The Ultimate Secret, one of our big productions we did a while, many years ago. But just looking at the information he was presenting there, talking about how BPA even got into the formulas for plastic. You know, they're like, oh, here's an incentive. You were given incentives to put it in there. Why? And then they knew this from the 30s and 40s that this was an estrogen mimicker. So it wasn't like, oh, we're just using BPA because it's cheap. You know, it actually costs a little more to put BPA in it, but they put it in everything. Why are they doing that? At the end of the day, they don't want people reproducing. They want to be able to have a managed class of people that can be easily controlled, that aren't smart, that have been dumbed down with the food, the water, the stuff they're spraying in the air. And, you know, we talk about the pedo tolerance level. There's going to be an elite tolerance level that we hit at some point as well, where people are just going to go, you know what? I'm whistleblowing on everything. And boom, the information comes out. Now, will anything happen? That's the $10,000 question. Will anything happen? Don't forget, we are now everything you can find about Alex Jones and the Info Warrior Army can be found at alexjoneslive.com. There we have all the links to the streams. You can find the streams on X. You can find the streams on Rumble. But all those links are there at alexjoneslive.com, plus the articles, plus any special reports. It's basically what InfoWars used to be, but made a little more, I guess, not as clunky. This is a lot quicker website. And of course, everything we do is supported at thealexjonesstore.com. And right now we still have the flash BOGO sales. The last day you can either get Trifecta T3 iodine or methylene blue. Buy one, get one free for either one. Or I think you can even switch. You can get an iodine and then get methylene blue free, or get methylene blue and get the iodine free. So, I love the T3. We used to sell it as X2. Still the same formula. They say it's even a little stronger now. So check that out, thealexjonesstore.com. When we come back, I'll finish up Alex's report on BPA, because that really is the rest of the story. You'll get these little tidbits and stuff on TikTok and X. But you don't know, you know, you're getting the rest of the story here. That's why you come here. You come here for actual real information, not just, you know, goofy Gen Zers jumping around, you know, pointing at holes in paper cups. We're getting a little bit more here. We'll be right back.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and We have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. The people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos. And Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got, like, copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen. But I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the Spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Now I'm booking to the wow.
Well, we got some breaking news. I guess it's a couple hours old. On Nick's Orders Twitter, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirms a $250 bill with President Trump's face on it is already in the works. He's talking about it, but if you guys don't have that clip, we don't need to go to it. But he said there's proposed legislation in front of the House and in front of the Senate to change the law so that a living person could be on a $250 bill. So they prepared it at the Treasury. There is a picture of what that bill would look like. It looks like it's his, it's Trump's picture from his, I guess the, when he won the second time. There it is on the Drudge Report, the next $250 bill. I don't think there is a $250 bill now, is there? there's $50 bill. We know that because of data from the Goonies. We found all the $50 bill. Some of you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, it would take five 100s to equal two $250 bills. So there you go. That's interesting. I don't know what it does. It doesn't do anything about the election security. That's one thing I do know. So I'm glad they're working on that instead of like making sure our elections are good. But actually there was so from NPR, judge in DC declines to block Trump's mail-in voting order. So he wrote an executive order in 2025 that was halted by the courts because they said he couldn't do that. But then he issued it in March 31st, and he called the Homeland Security to work with the Social Security Administration to create a list of adults in each state and send those lists to election officials. It also called for the U.S. Postal Service to come up with lists of eligible voters and only deliver mail-in ballots to people on those lists. Because what were we finding? People were just going out, just regular citizens were getting, they were like, look, this house that's abandoned has 300 people registered to it. Wow, that's weird. You think that's weird? And, you know, you bring this to the authorities, they're like, oh, wow, we've never seen anything like that before. We better get right on that. But we don't see anything happen. We just see, well, another 300 people get to vote from this abandoned house. It's sort of like when we stopped the car that was down at the border, and Jones got in front of the car and stopped it, and this guy had thrown some of the kids in the hatchback. It was a hatchback, and they had put the kids in the back of the hatchback. And they had some adults and some other kids and pregnant ladies in the centers, all immigrants. They were all just taking them somewhere. But this guy throws these kids in without any car seats, which is against the law. These are young kids. They're just throwing, oh, there they are. There they are in the hatchback, just sitting there. And this guy's got a staff shirt on, so he can do whatever he wants. He can just break any law because he's got staff on his shirt. And they're like, oh, we're going to call the cops on you. We're like, good, call the cops. So the cops come over and like, oh, what's going on? And we're like, hey, man, this guy's trying to drive with kids in the hatchback. That's against the law, bro. And the cops are like, oh, that is against the law. What's going on here? And so what do? The guy doesn't get a ticket. No, of course not, because he's allowed to traffic children. That's totally within the law. So they just make him go back inside, and then they were going to find car seats for him, which is the law that everybody else has to follow. But see, when you're a migrant, you don't have to follow the laws. You know, trafficking migrants, it's got its own set of laws, which are basically nothing. But you can see the kids just hanging out in the back of a hack. We're just going to drive them around, where was that, Laredo? I don't know if that was Laredo. That was the other, it wasn't El Paso. McAllen. Yeah, it was McAllen. Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually in that shot. I'm over on the other side getting shots. It's just, so I take this back to what we're looking at with these mail-in ballots. And it's like, oh, hundreds of mail-in ballots get to go to this abandoned house. And we're like, eh, you know, is that wrong? Are we not allowed to do that? Oh, we didn't know. It's a bunch of people walking around going, we didn't know. No. Yeah, I didn't know defense doesn't work unless you're a little kid. It's the only way it works. So let's go back. We jumped from BPA. Let's go back and finish up Jones talking about BPA. These are clips from 2010, 11, 12. I think it ends with a clip from 2012. But you can see Alex talking about this cogent. But the earlier, the juice boxes are making the kids gay rant. You can see that was like the grandfather to putting chemicals in the water to turn the frickin' frogs gay. You could see the lineage, how it progressed from that. Cause then he starts talking about frogs, and then he starts talking about other things. And then years later it becomes, I don't like him putting chemicals in the water that turn the frickin' frogs gay. That really kind of brought the whole situation to a head of what, and that was atrazine. That's not even BPA. That's just a fertilizer that was run off, but it's everywhere, you know? So it's the plastics. The plastics are leaching BPA into the water. The atrazine is messing with the frogs. Everything has been designed to destroy our basic essence. Okay. And it's not there for our health, obviously. It's there to make us dumb and manageable, because that's what they want. They want stupid people that can be managed. And that's another reason why we see all this fear-based stuff. You know, they want to keep us in fear land, because when we're scared, we can be managed. So that's why we're giving you this information now. So you could take it and go, ah, this is why they do this. I'm empowered now. And then, you know, drink out of glass. There's nothing but glass at my house. And that's what it's there for. It's there to drink out of. It's not there so we can all be estrogen mimicked and go through puberty at 12. or not even 12, like 10, 7, 8, 9, these, you know, boys and girls going through puberty. Mainly girls. Mainly hits girls quicker. It's just crazy. But let's finish up the report.
You see here before you what an average person would buy when they went shopping at the store. Not everything here is bad for you, but much of it has compounds and artificial chemicals that have been added that are extremely toxic and bad for your health. And they have known this the entire time, and they have approved them for use. Maryland bans chemical BPA linked to medical issues. And it says not only is it linked to impotency, but its more serious side effects were highlighted Thursday as a ban on the substance came into effect in Maryland. Maryland was the fourth U.S. state to ban the chemical bisphenol A, commonly known as BPA, which was linked to early puberty, childhood obesity, autism, reproductive problems, breast cancer, and other medical issues like sterility. The chemical is often found in baby bottles and is common in clear plastic food and drink containers. BPA is thought to leach into the container contents when heated. Thousands of different formulas of plastic. This was the one adopted in the last 50 years worldwide. Fox News goes on. Meanwhile, Berlin-based urologist Professor Frank Sommer told the London Daily Telegraph on Tuesday that men could ingest enough BPA from its use in receipts alone. It's commonly used as the black ink to suppress male hormones in the body and reduce fertility or even sterilize you. That's Fox News. Here is the Baltimore Sun. Senate passes BPA ban in bottles, cups for small children. There's no reason. This has been chosen and adopted because it's meant to sterilize you. When bisphenol A was approved by the federal government back in the 1950s, and out of thousands of different plastic formulas, it was chosen by industry, despite the fact, from my research, it's not even one of the least expensive formulas, to be a hardening agent in plastic. Plastic liners, food containers, the lining of cans, and, of course, soda pop, as it's called in the Northeast. And in the last 30 years, there have been legions, literally thousands of studies. There have been several hundred published in the last year that bisphenol A is, above all, does a lot of things. It's a hormone disruptor. But it mimics chiefly estrogen. Estrogen being the dominant hormone in the female side of the species Homo sapiens sapien. And so it feminizes boys and hyper-feminizes girls. And there's so much bisphenol A being eaten by humans and seeping into our water supply and into other beverages that when we then urinate and defecated into the sewage system, that it is then processed and put into reservoirs, that in every major reservoir that's been studied, you have the feminization of male fish and amphibians like frogs. And this is on record worldwide where bisphenol A is used. Leaching of hormones, and that's what birth control does, is it mimics pregnancy, so that the woman cannot become pregnant. So they're basically in an artificial pregnancy state. Causes a lot of psychological problems and physical problems. And in all of these studies, they admit that it's causing boys
to go into... You know, that little offhanded comment on birth control pills. You know, you could tell Alex has had experience women having psychological problems being on birth control. You could just... that little pause right there, and he's like, yeah. And it happens. It happens. And there's women who will go through several different types of birth control to get it right because it's screwing with your hormone system. And now they're saying, wow, if you're on birth control, you might have a good chance you're getting cancer because these things are messing with your hormones. That's what all cancer is. I don't even know if he gets into this, but there's a clip out there somewhere where he talks about sharks don't get cancer because they don't have hormones. They're just cartilage missiles that go through the water. So people are always studying sharks and like, how come they don't have cancer? Well, they're not built like us. They don't, you know, we're built to have highs and lows and whatnot. But let's finish up. I just thought that was pretty interesting right there.
I'm Karen Sigmund and
I think we went to the wrong clip. cue that back up if you can. Or were we at the end of our clip? That wasn't the end of it, was it? Okay. All right. We hit what do they have? They call it a fat finger. And sometimes you hit two things at once. Go ahead, guys, play it.
Puberty, at around age 7. And of course, the average, before the 1950s with bisphenol A, was about 13. But I did find several mainstream news articles that did tell the truth. One was in the Kansas City Star, kansascity.com. Study finds puberty arriving early in girls. And it went on to say many scientists believe chemicals in the environment need to be studied like bisphenol A that act like estrogen. Bisphenol A is used in many plastics, food packaging, and even dental sealants. And so they go on to tell the truth and say the scientists and researchers are saying bisphenol A. But I watched all these different newscasts last night and this morning that were aggregated on YouTube. We have them linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they said, you're eating too much. That's what's making you go into puberty. That has nothing to do with it. And they know that. And it's hard to avoid bisphenol A when you drink bottled water, when you're out on the road, or you're at an event and people are drinking whiskey, but you just want to have a Coca-Cola. And it's full of aspartame, full of bisphenol A, full of corn syrup, depending on what you're drinking. You can't hardly find sugar candy or gum at a gas station that may have 50, 60 choices. And my children are begging for some candy, and it either has aspartame. You know, for us, we're so acclimated because we already know we're telling the truth that when it's admitted, I mention it and people go, oh, that's crazier than him saying that the plastic lining is an estrogen mimicker and feminizes men. And then hundreds of George Soros connected groups came out in a meme in an organized attack and said, I was insane. And I do talk shows to this day and they go, you're the crazy guy who thinks that juice boxes make us gay. And I said, what I said was, here's all the government documents, how they chose this type of plastic to feminize men. And by the way, the big part of the report was, give you breast cancer. Give you breast cancer and prostate cancer. You need to be concerned about that. And they're like, shut up, homophobe. And I'm like, listen, it's causing the frogs and fish to be hermaphrodites. This is a planned program. It's running off into the lakes and streams. And they just go, shut up, homophobe. And I'm like, listen, it's not about that. These chemicals are giving you cancer. Shut up. Like the Coney guy. Nah, nah. So that's what's going on. And this is the type of invincible ignorance that we deal with.
Invincible ignorance. Invincible ignorance. That's what we've been dealing with for years at InfoWars. And you can see now it's becoming mainstream. You can see mainstream people making this content, putting it out there. I'm going to go to another example of that probably in the next hour. Mike Benn's clip surfaced just the other day, and he's talking about John Brennan issuing visas to the 15 of the 19 September 11th hijackers. And I'm going to show you who was telling Jones about that back in all the way back to 2001. I mean, it's crazy. The amount of information. Which one's clip 13? What was it? Oh, 17? Oh, yeah. No. We won't go to that now. That's a longer report. We'll put some. I think what we'll do is, let's go to this. Let's go to clip 10. This is the internet obsessing over the apocalypse alarm tracking billionaire private jet escape routes. So people are tracking through all these different programs, the private jets, and we'll show you there's a website of what it looks like. And, let's go to that. People are freaking out about this. This is another thing Alex Jones has been telling you about for years. In fact, when he went to Hawaii, the Hawaiians were showing him, they're like, look, Mark Zuckerberg's building a bunker here. They just keep bringing in, you know, heavy equipment and bulldozers, and they're going into caves and digging things up, and they got, you know, submarines and stuff like that. People are like, that's got to be crazy. Well, now people are really taking a note of it because, you know, the whole system around us is starting to slowly collapse. And so let's go to clip 10, and then we'll continue on. I'll show you that website. Here it is.
If the world's richest billionaires suddenly try to flee the country all at once, an elite tracking system will now trigger an apocalypse alarm. An American programmer has officially launched the Apocalypse Early Warning System. The concept is simple. It monitors the exact flight data of over 11,000 private jets owned by the world's elite. The system filters out normal air traffic to isolate the specific transponders of tech moguls and politicians. If the tracker detects a sudden, massive swarm of billionaire jets all taking off at the exact same time, the alarm jumps to level 5, which is called duck and cover. We already know elites are obsessed with apocalypse insurance. Mark Zuckerberg has a fortified compound with a massive underground bunker in Hawaii, and OpenAI executives have literally admitted they plan to build bunkers before unleashing advanced AI. Unsurprisingly, billionaires are biting back. Elon Musk famously banned flight trackers on X, and the US Congress is currently reviewing a privacy act to hide private jet broadcast data from the public. If the billionaires lose their privacy, we get a front row seat to their escape route. If the alarm goes off, where are you heading?
So that's interesting there. The Apocalypse Early Warning System, which you can find at ews.kylemcdonald.net. That's Kyle, K-Y-L-E, McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, kylemcdonald.net. And you can see it right there. He's got all the, and these are just the private jets of the elite. Interesting, there's a lot got down there in the southern part of Brazil. The Bushes actually own, I think it's in Uruguay or Paraguay. They own a bunch of land down there, some ranch land that's got like huge reservoirs of water underneath it, you know. So this was last updated May 28th, but these alarms will trigger if people start going into one direction. And most of these jets, you'll see them. Paraguay, it's been a Bush's alleged $100,000 acre hideaway. Look at that. From 2006. You know, it's just stupid information I have floating around in my head. But where they're going to go, where you'll see them go, because James Cameron, you guys come to this map here. They're all going to come down this way to South America, or they'll be coming down this way to New Zealand. Maybe they'll go around that way and come out, because there's a lot in New Zealand. These little bunkers, they think, you know, New Zealand's just big enough to create its own ecosystem with, you know, have fresh water. It's far enough away from everything, so if there's, you know, nuclear blasts, they won't get hit immediately. We don't know what's on, there's some island down here, some Rothschild Island that no one's allowed to go to in Antarctica. And I'm sure there'll be some people fleeing to Antarctica. But the problem with Antarctica is you gotta bring your own fuel. You know, you can't just, it's not just gonna, you don't just have things that you can use. There's no, it's just ice and penguins. And the Thing probably. I guess the Thing lives out there too. That's where the Thing is from. But anyway, people are concerned enough about the elites that we're starting to watch the elites. And that's good. The elites should be afraid of us. But they're not. You know, I've looked at some charts, and they show what people think the distribution of income should be and then what they think it really is. All right. They asked economists this. And it's pretty close. Obviously, what they think it should be very socialist, and then they show the version what they think it actually is, and you're like, okay, that's livable. But then they show what it actually is, and it's like, I think it's the top 1% own 40% of all the wealth in the world. That's the top 1% of and then by the time you get to the low income, you know, the destitute people, they own nothing. They own literally nothing, barely on the chart. And then the people on the right side of the chart, they're off the chart. And that's all happened. A lot of that happened in 2008. Then a lot happened in COVID. And when these people don't get arrested and go to jail, you know, these low-level minions, these aren't the problem. Okay? Yes, they should get punished for what they're doing. Okay? They should get punished for stealing money. But it's the people above them. Okay? The Somalis didn't land in Minnesota and go, we know how to steal from American government. They were taught this. This is a program. Because that, you think they get to keep all that money? No, that money goes back into the Democrat Party. It's like Act Blue, where Act Blue was taking donations from people, and then they were using, like, one person would give a $10 donation, then they would, under their name, they would, oh, now you've given $100,000. And, you know, James O'Keefe's going to these people, did you give $100,000 to Act Blue? Like, no, I only gave once $10. You know, so it's all, but that money here is what flows in through Act Blue. And they've got all these systems set up where they're doing that, where they're taking the money, running it through pipelines. And that's why they had, you had all these NGOs. NGOs were another way to launder money. So it's just one giant money laundering operation after another. And until these people go to jail, it's not going to stop. Just like the pandemics are going to continue. Okay. We've got, I had an Ebola article in front of me that people are like concerned about how the administration's handling Ebola. Ebola is not the problem. Okay. It's the fact that we're letting people create diseases and do mad scientists work on these diseases. And then they release these diseases and we don't do anything to them. So until we do something to these people, they will continue to do what they're going to do. All right. When we come back, I'm going to get into alpha-gal syndrome and some interesting information on how to combat it. And if you find yourself with alpha-gal, what you can do, because, yeah, we should be eating meat. We should be eating animals that take grass and turn it into protein. That's like the best system you could ever have. Okay. An animal takes grass, keeps the grass down, keeps, you know, prairie fires from happening. Basically, it's fire mitigation being turned into protein. All right. Fire mitigation into steaks. Okay. That's the world I want to live in. I want to live in a world where the animals are helping us and we're eating them because they're good. And the animals want us to be full. All right, we'll be right back. Start of the second hour of the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for watching.
BOGO Supps, buy one, get one free supplements right now, has been extended. The Memorial Day sale was just that popular. We wanted to give y'all another day to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale on T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture, as well as the Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture. T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture is built to support thyroid health, hormone balance, metabolism, energy, and daily wellness. It's one of the life-changing products, you know. Well, really a lot of, really all of our products are life-changing, but iodine and the methylene blue are the two that for years we've had people call in and say, I have no idea how I survived without this. It's changed my life. And the thing is that you might not even know what an effect a lack of iodine is having on your body. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to make medical claims here, but I do know from personal experience and, you know, friends of mine start taking iodine and they're like, it's amazing. I sleep an hour less a night. Like, I just have more energy. I just need an hour less of sleep. Now, again, I don't know what the effect is going to be on you, but you aren't going to know until you try it. Maybe you're going around just thinking that, well, you're just getting older and the brain fog is setting in. It's just a matter of age and nothing you can do about it. Well, have you tried to do something about it? Have you tried to fight back against age and the poisons in our food and water? Because you're not going to know how effective and powerful this stuff is until you try it. You may very well realize that you're not just supposed to be in pain all the time. You're not supposed to just have brain fog all the time. That's a problem that you can solve. And we help you solve it by going to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Join the VIP club. Get massive discounts across the board. T3 Trifecta Iodine and Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture on sale right now for buy one, get one. Whatever you can do to support us, we absolutely appreciate it. And obviously the easiest and freest way is to share the link, share the content, upload our stuff, download our stuff, do whatever you want with it. But the most helpful way is, of course, go to thealexjonesstore.com and make a purchase. Help yourself and help us.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Question, in which I ask that everybody agree not to interrupt and to allow each panelist their turn without any interjection. So let's begin the conversation by identifying how the generations are feeling about each other. I'm going to start with the millennials and then give the baby boomers the final word. We'll go one by one, each panelist getting 1 minute to answer the same question. Starting with you, Alex, what about the boomer generation is problematic for the success of the conservative movement going forward?
In my personal opinion, one of my biggest complaints about the boomer generation is their lack of self-awareness. You know, this is a generation that was able to buy a home. They were able to have access to a lot of things that we're not currently able to have access to. They didn't have to compete with illegal immigrants for jobs. And I think that it is really boiled down to a fact that they didn't have access to the same information that our generation did because they got the internet so much later in life. And the example that I like to use is like my dad. I've grown up in Dallas, Texas my whole entire life. And if I tell my dad that the CIA was involved in JFK's assassination, he almost wants to hit me because he doesn't believe in conspiracies. But then I talk about the Vietnam War and I bring up the Gulf of Tonkin, which was a false flag attack that brought us into a war that killed thousands and thousands and thousands of people, you know, in a war that he was almost drafted into. He just doesn't understand that because he doesn't know how to work the internet properly. And so I think it is just the lack of self-awareness for the America that they used to live in is gone. It's not the same one that we're in right now. And the fact that they have a lack of information that young people like myself were able to get.
Harrison?
I think we need to work together. I know it's supposed to be a debate. I feel like there should be a call to action for the boomers because I think Alex is right that There's a disconnect with the younger people, and I think the biggest problem with the boomers, if that's the question, it's the holding on and the hoarding of power, and that there's not been a good enough job done of passing power on. I mean, we don't even have Gen X here, right? They aren't even represented. So we've skipped right over them. Now the millennials are waiting for our turn. It's almost like Gen X never got the turn. It's almost like the boomers that got into office in the 60s are still there, still running things, and haven't actually, like, cultivated that younger generation to replace them and to pick up the reins. And so that causes resentment in the younger generation, which is, of course, returned, I think, from the boomers because they feel it and spit it right back. So, yeah, it seems like the boomer mentality that I hear a lot that gets on people's nerves is, you guys should have seen this place when we got here. It was a paradise, you know? Mm-hmm.
I would echo the access and the influence that Harrison is talking about, where I think millennials feel like they're kind of getting cut out of the deal. And what I would use the current example of what's happening on the right wing right now. If you want to use a specific example, if you talk about any war, but in this case the Iran war, the younger generations are done. They are anti-war. They vote against wars. This has been proven in multiple election cycles. And it feels like here's the millennials. We just put this administration in the White House. We put Republicans in charge of Congress. And it's like, okay, we did that. And then what do we get? We get right back to the same boomer foreign policies. We get right back to the same boomer policies. And now we're sitting here saying, well, wait a second. We're the ones that got this administration in power. Why aren't we getting represented? And I feel like it's different when you say that to maybe a 20-year-old and you say, hey, you're still young, you have experience. We're in our 30s now. We've come of age now. We are about to inherit this country now. And we feel like with every election cycle, what we're inheriting is getting less and less. The civilization is declining. And we're simply saying, hey, we've come of age. This is what we voted for, and we're not getting it. And so I think that that's the generational divide.
All right, same question.
Let's cut it out right there. We'll come back to that. That actually was released 21 hours ago over at Walk Away, Brandon Straka's project, The Great MAGA Divide, Baby Boomers versus Millennials. And we're going to play more clips of that coming up in the third hour, but I kind of wanted to give you all a taste of it. That was the millennials kvetching about what they're inheriting. And it was funny. They go, oh, we didn't talk about the Gen Xers. You know, Gen Xers aren't bitching. We're just doing our thing. And, you know, we probably got the tail end of the golden age of the boomer. I think, you know, the 90s, you could still, you know, gas was still 99 cents a gallon in the South, you know. I mean, you still could afford things. A $20 bill was good. Now it's like a $20 bill. That's nothing. You need a $250 bill to get anything. So we'll play more of those clips later, and when we come back, we're going to talk about AlphaGal.
This Memorial Day, honor freedom and save big at the alexjonesstore.com. Right now, get an additional 25% off already discounted products. Limited time, limited supply. Take action now.
Introducing the Gates of Hell Parasite shirt. Inspired by the tick that turned barbecue lovers into cautious vegans overnight. AlphaGal approved. Order now before the next helicopter drop.
Introducing the new 1776 wallet from the alexjonesstore.com. Now with enough room to hold receipts from groceries that somehow cost $500.
Don't wait any longer. Go to the website now. You'll be happy you did.
Tuned in to the War Room Live with your host, Rob Dube.
Welcome back. Start of the second hour of the War Room Live. I'm your host, Rob Dube, sitting in for Harrison Smith, who was sitting in for Alex this morning. And Alex is taking a well-deserved break. This has been an interesting transition for the people once known as the InfoWars crew. Now we're the Alex Jones Live crew, and, you know, same great crew, different look, but, you know, guys, let's pull up alexjoneslive.com so people can see it real quick. You know, when you go there, literally the live stream is on, is like the front of the whole site right there. Boom. War Room Live. Now, boom, you can go there, click on the live. It takes you to whatever's live, but then you got the Alex Jones Show, the War Room. We got the special reports, channel, all these things, essentially the same information, but we're in a little bit more of a condensed space for the time being. We'll see how long that happened. We'll see how long we're here. We're working on bigger studios. A lot of these things though, this studio looks small, a lot of stuff packed in here, a lot of stuff packed into the control room. A lot of stuff packed into the podcast area. So it's all designed basically with your support out there. We wouldn't have this had you guys not said, hey, we need to keep Alex Jones on the air. So everybody went, you know, to the alexjonesstore.com, gets, you know, all the great products. Still, you still got time for buy one, get one free of iodine and or methylene blue. So I think if you get one iodine, you get one free, second one free, buy one methylene blue tincture, get one free. So, you can essentially really stock up right there with iodine and methylene blue tincture. Now, I use iodine in addition to just taking it sublingually. I'll put it on a rinse to, if I got a stuffed up nose, I'll mix a little colloidal silver with the salt solution and some iodine and shoot that up through my nose to clean things out. I'm not one for going to get antibiotics and prescription drugs. But let's go. The mega sales still have 40% off methylene blue gummies, War Cry smelling salts, Ultra DNA Revival, which is essentially DNA Force, up to 35% off zeolite tincture, creatine powder, atomic defense, methylene red tincture, MK Ultra, which is our vitamin K and magnesium blend, and ultimate chill and energy, and then 30% off iodine tincture, methylene blue caps, CMOS capsules and gummies, Shilajit capsules and gummies. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your support that is able to keep us here and help us launch the new thing, which is going to be even better than what we had going before. I mean, if you guys thought the last studios looked amazing, I can't wait. I've only seen some rough mock-up drawings and it's already 10 times better than what we've had before. And I'm sure by the time it's done, it's going to be even better. But let's go to this. Let's go to Tick-Borne AlphaGal. This is Nicholas Holscher. He's a doctor he was doing a lot on COVID, but now he's kind of pivoted over to AlphaGal, which is another version of these weaponized ticks that they're sending out into the world. People were showing them in boxes falling from the sky. Guy's walking around. He's got ticks all over him. You can buy, here's a remedy. You can get bags of sulfur, like the yellow sulfur. And, it was Mike Adams who said you just pour a little sulfur in a sock, and the sock is kind of your delivery mechanism. When you tap it against your leg or on your shoes and on your pants, it puts a little powder on there, but it's not like dumping a whole bunch of powder. It's just enough to go through the sock. So you do that and it repels ticks. Amazing stuff. It repels other things too. It probably repels chiggers. I think when I did sulfur powder when I was in Boy Scouts, we were putting that on our shoes when we were hiking for chiggers. So it works for chiggers. It works for ticks. Probably works for fleas. I don't know if you got pets. Diatomaceous earth also works against fleas. Another natural thing. You know, you don't have to go get some poison that disrupts your, you know, that poisons your kidneys or something. You can just get these natural elements that are out there and use them. But let's go to, Nicholas Holscher, his, report on AlphaGal and the amount, the increase we're seeing, the parabolic increase that's coinciding with these ticks and the awakening that, you know, Bill Gates is partially responsible for this. So here it is.
There's a major, major tick problem going on. A new study came out a few months ago, and they literally found AlphaGal syndrome, the incidence of AlphaGal syndrome, the allergy to red meat from the Lone Star ticks, skyrocketed up 10,000% in just 10 years. And then we look to 2021 to 2024, it jumped up another 300%, another sharp increase. So something's going on. Something is driving these ticks.
Is that the left is blaming it on climate change? I know you're an epidemiologist, but is that normal with an illness that's been around for a long time, like AlphaGal, to just suddenly be everywhere at the same time?
No, we do not believe this is actually from climate change. In fact, we have to start looking at government-related or NGO-related laboratory activities, especially given that the Gates Foundation gave over $7 million to a biotech company to make genetically engineered ticks, as well as the U.S. Army released 270,000 radioactive labeled ticks into the wild in the 1960s. And the FBI, they got to figure out if there are any illegal bioterror-related activities resulting in this 10,000% rise in AlphaGal. We can't let this go on. We got to stop it. We got to find out why.
There you go. So will we see our, you know, this seems like RFK. This seems like Department of Interior. This seems like a whole CDC even should be getting involved. And looking at this and really looking at this problem and going, yeah, you know what? There was a program where we were dropping ticks. Here's the paperwork for the program, because people won't believe it. They see the boxes fall out of the sky. They see the boxes open up with thousands of ticks in them. And they're going like, where's this coming from? But there seems to be a solution, and I'm going to come to that solution in a second. And I'm going to relate it to something I just went through in the last 2 weeks. Guys, we'll go to the picture of, this is a shot of my attic, and you could see my wife went and took these pictures after I fell. You could see up at the top, the little hole that, I crawl up to. It's the access up in the attic, and I've turned basically anything I can into attic space. And then you see the ladder right there. Well, that ladder was just a ladder that was propped up, and I'm not sure how it happened, but when I was up there, it slid backwards and I came down pretty quickly. You can see the Ryobi, riding lawnmower. I broke the steering wheel. I mean, it's there, but it's broken. When you grab it, it's been broken. And then there's two brake pedals down there, or two pedals. One of them's a brake pedal. One of them's another type of shifter. And I landed on that. My head hit, you can see the blue cooler right there, the Yeti. My head hit that cooler. Scroll down and you can see that. You can see actually the little impression my head left on it. That was the side of my face. Actually, guys, come to me real quick. I was turning to turn on the light when I fell. So I was like this, and then I went whoosh. So I landed on my side. And so this next picture, this is my face at 10:30 in the morning. And you can see the swelling underneath my eye. Okay. And it's pretty big, and it got worse throughout the day, but that was at 10:30. And I literally put those two pictures on X, and we're like just telling people, you know, hey, double check your ladders. Even though you think they may be secure, double check them. You don't want to fall. I can't believe I didn't break any bones. You know, I've got a guardian angel somewhere, I'm assuming, because something, you know, the fall was about 9 feet till you hit the ground. I didn't actually hit the ground because I landed on my riding lawnmower and my my cooler. And now, so this is about 10:30. This next shot I'm going to show you is from me after I did my first acupuncture session. I went to a local acupuncture clinic in Austin, and you can see there's no more swelling under my eye. Literally, by whatever they stick those needles, I guess they're needles or pins, whatever. I don't know what their technical term is for them, but they stuck them all over my face. They stuck them on my back. Basically, you know, on those parts of my body, and then also like parts of my arm, in my feet. They stick some in my ear and just, you know, and you lay there for about an hour and then boom, they pull them all out. And then I got to the office and I'm like, let me take a picture of myself. I couldn't believe I had no more swelling in my eye. Now, the blood and stuff for the bruise kind of happened quickly. And I have I don't know if I put a picture in there of, now the other picture, because I know some people put when I posted that, oh, you're in the Black Eye Club. Durf, durf. No, I'm not that important. I can't be bought up. But here's a shot showing the bruise under my arm. That was from, so the side of my head hit, and there's the other arm that hit, I guess, the ladder. So this bruise, using the acupuncture and they had some plasters that they put on with stuff on it, took the bruise away in about 3 days. Amazing stuff. Like, I've done 7 sessions of acupuncture in the last 2 weeks, and I don't think I'd be walking and being able to do a 3-hour show without doing it. Now, what does this have to do with alpha-gal? Well, apparently, A-E-L Templar, A-E-T-H-E-M-P-L-A-E-R on X put this out. I'm going to tell you all in a secret. Alpha-gal syndrome, tick-induced meat allergy, can be cured by acupuncture. I'm not even kidding. The specific mechanisms are more scientific, though. Puncturing the skin in sensitive areas like the ear causes immune reset. And that is one of the things they were doing. They were putting pins around my ears, in the ear, all different spots. The WEF is in shambles. And here he has a cutout from a study. And it said, method, we perform retrospective review of subjects treated at 2 different medical clinics that apply the same method of ocular acupuncture, SAAT, to AGS patients. That's alpha-gal syndrome patients. The results, a total of 137 patients presented to the 2 sites included in the study. The majority of the patients were mammal product eaters before AGS. However, at the time, only 7.3 actively consumed mammal products. Most were sensitive to beef, dairy, the most common organ systems prior to allergic reaction. For those individuals with available outcome, the effectiveness, 121, 96% of the patients indicated their systems were in remission after SSAT, that's acupuncture. 5 individuals indicated their symptoms were not in remission. 11 individuals were unsure and were unable to be reached for follow-up. And so people were questioning that. And, you know, I don't know all how the acupuncture works, but what I imagine, because each pin, if you look at it closely, it's a little pin needle about this long. And then on top of it, it's a coil. And so what I'm imagining is that coil is probably some sort of antenna that's grabbing whatever ether, I don't know, something out of the atmosphere, or it's doing something where it's hitting, going into your nerve and, increasing blood flow. It does all kind of things. You know, I always feel great after doing it. And this clinic, very, very, very inexpensive. You know, some places you go to and you get your own room and, you know, it'd be like $200 a session. This, I'm paying like $40 a session plus whatever, you know, Chinese herbs they've put together. I'm taking a couple of those things, but you know, $40 a session but you are in a room with a bunch of other people. So it's a very communal atmosphere for sure. But everybody's got their own big easy boy or lazy boy. So here, the brain perceives the body differently than it exists in physical form. If you map neurons responsible for specific regions onto the brain, you get a somasensory map. You may have seen one of these below, the funny cartoon in which the human scalp and how neurons are responsible for different areas of the body. I think they also called that, I think a version of that's phrenology, where they looked at the wrinkles in your head. Anyway, for whatever reason or another, it turns out human ears are plugged into this wire map. Who knows why? There are some theories as to how, like the fourth image below, but maybe that's more pseudoscience. The truth is the ear does have integration into the vagus nerve, the trigeminal nerve, and the selvic plexus nerves. The vagus nerves in particular are important because it interacts with the immune system and inflammation. And that means you can program your immune system by influencing that part of the ear. You don't have to do acupuncture and terrorize that part of the nervous system. The theory is that the pain followed by soothing overexcites and calms down your immune system. But in fact, you can do anything ranging from putting ice, putting a warm compress, to massaging it. Acupuncture just grabs more clicks for the researchers, but there's other ways to do it. Yes, you can definitely do that. What the acupuncture does is, especially if you're doing it for an hour, it basically just gets the body flowing blood, because what cures things faster is blood flow and all these things. You know, you're trying to get, that's why putting ice on stuff isn't necessarily good, but it'll help bring down the inflammation. So ice will bring down the inflammation, but then you want to do warm stuff after that, and that increases blood flow. Like on my back, I'm literally lying on the side, and they've got, because that's where I think the most damage happened. So about a week into this, I sneeze, and I think I pulled a muscle or tore a muscle and cracked a couple ribs. I don't know. I never went to the doctor to get x-rays, but man, it hurt. It was a freaking sneeze, though. It happened at night, and a week into it. And I'd gone back and done a little bit of yoga. I'd done a yoga class after falling, less than a week back. But then this sneeze, boom, took me back out. But I tell you, the acupuncture, for me, it works. Give it a try if you got some chronic pain out there or if you've just had an accident. I credit that to X, because I put the two pictures out there and one person goes, you should go get acupuncture. I had a fall. I went and got acupuncture and boom, it increased my healing time vastly. So it lessened the time it took to heal. So he was able to heal quicker, I guess. It increased the time that he was able to get back, enjoying himself. So I don't know. You could go back and find my post on that. And I credit the guy who said, go check out, acupuncture. And now it seems like it may be a cure for alpha-gal syndrome. So who would have thunk it? That old Chinese medicine would work in that situation. All right, let's do a timeline cleanse. Let's go to the Pastor Manning clip. I don't know what number this is, guys, but this is I'm tired of the Democratic Party making bitches out of all our women. And we're going to see what else he says after that. But here's the colorful Pastor Manning.
Woman can't raise children. You can't raise children with tits. You got to have balls. You got to have a man. And for a man to not take responsibility to raise his children or to be executed. You have a responsibility before God. And we don't want to hear that. Women's rights. No. We got the sickest, poorest, economically deficient people on the planet. The other thing is this, is that when that boy Mondami came out on the scene, this nigga is a Muslim. He is a jihadist, if you will, intifada, if you must, Hamas supporting anti-Jesus Muslim. And niggas are talking about he got a good program. I don't give a damn how good his program is. He's a Muslim and Jesus is Lord. And I'm voting for him and I ain't telling nobody else to vote for him. The hell's wrong with you? I'm tired of the Democrat Party making bitches out of our women and pussies out of our men. I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I've had enough of it. The man needs to stand up and be a man.
There you go. That's Pastor Manning. Sort of a cleanse there after our acupuncture screed. So we're coming up on the end of the first part of the second hour. The third hour, I am going to take your calls. I'll give out the number coming up in the next hour. And I think we're going to go into more Alex Jones telling you stuff years before it becomes accessible or becomes, you know, in vogue to talk about once again. I got to find that clip. I'll find it after, or I'll find it during the break. Well, let's go to this clip. We got time to play this one. This is former Israeli intelligence officer Ari Ben-Menash. Says Netanyahu will sabotage a U.S. Iran deal by releasing the most damaging Epstein files. So we'll know if some news outlet suddenly gets a hold of some Epstein files here. It was being done at the behest of Netanyahu. Which, would that be a good thing? Would that be a bad thing? What do you think? I don't know. I think more transparency. And if people got to go in Trump's cabinet, so be it. You know, shouldn't have been messing around. Should have been messing around with some scumbag like Epstein. So here's that video.
What will pressure Netanyahu to release the real information that no one has at the moment?
In my opinion, if there's a real deal between the Americans and the Iranians, and it's going towards that, Netanyahu will try to sabotage it. One of the ways he'd sabotage it is by putting out Epstein material against U.S. government officials, including Trump. And he put it out there. New material that wasn't seen before in public.
So it's not just Trump. I know that Howard Lutnick is mentioned. There are officials.
And not just Trump, other officials too, yes. And he'll try to sabotage the whole negotiation and deal that they're trying to make together.
So we've already seen that from others saying that We're only going to let a deal happen that we want to happen. I think it was one of the guys in Netanyahu's cabinet. And so that seems to be out on the table as the latest in blackmail will be a release of Epstein files. So be on the lookout for that. If it happens, we'll know who we can thank for that. And it'll be Netanyahu. Here's an update on a horrible story out of the UK of a young man who was stabbed. And then when he went to go ask for police for help, they were like, hey, we're going to arrest you, racist. So police apologized for handcuffing stabbing victim while he was dying. Yeah, he was stabbed in his lung, and he basically choked on his blood while police officers were making jokes of it. So a police force has apologized after officers handcuffed a fatally injured man despite telling him that he had been stabbed. Elon Musk has now offered to fund a private prosecution against the UK police force. The trial of Vikram Digwa, for the murder of 18-year-old Henry Novak, heard that the teenager collapsed and subsequently died after he suffered a fatal stab wound to the chest. The court was told officers from Hampshire Constabulary had handcuffed him after Digwa told them he had been the victim of a racist attack. See, that's what they get to do. They get to attack people and then go, oh, I'm being attacked. This is Democrat behavior right here at its finest. After he stabs a guy. The officers took action and arrested Mr. Novak despite telling them he had been stabbed. And it was only after he collapsed and lost consciousness that they started to offer aid. So I hope they get their ass thrown against the wall, because that's despicable.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate. I put it into Adobe Photoshop. I separated the layers. And I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? And you're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that.
You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body, but that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or, you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, you know, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
They're making the frogs gay. I got methylene blue in my brain. They're trying to kill us with 5G rays. Tinfoil hat to block the pain. Manufactured crisis, send in the actors. Another false flag, Las Vegas snipers. Aliens are interdimensional demons. I take male vitality pills.
That's some live. Yeah, show people where they could find that.
Cost $1 million to tell the truth.
That AI. More AI slop. InfoWars Volume 1, Alex Jones. I like that font off to the right. It looks like a 300 font.
InfoWars Volume 1.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of hard to stop the InfoWar. Retards are finding that out right now. They're literally going, we thought we stopped him. If we just said we stopped him, he would stop. And he's not stopping. Sorry. Sorry, retards. We're not stopping. We're going to keep going. I'm going to give out the phone number here because in the third hour, I want to take your phone calls as I intermix with the news that I haven't got to yet. Like 432 hertz music. You know about that? I listen to it. There's all kind of hertzes you could listen to. And I've been tuning into that stuff for a while now. That's why I'm able to maintain my calm demeanor. If you only knew the truth. I can get a little heated myself, which is why I totally understand where Alex is coming from. Yeah, we'll get into the CIA official with 40 million in gold bars and 2 million in cash. But let's give out the number, 512-266-0642. That is 512-266-0642. We're going to take your calls in the third hour, but I've got this to get to first. There's a Mike Benz clip that came out. This is clip 17, guys, we're going to go to in a second. But Mike Benz was giving out some information like this was breaking news. And believe me, I love Mike Benz. I love the fact that he does these three-hour blobosphere type things where he just kind of gets into the real nitty-gritty of how our government operates. But when I see him, you know, say stuff about, you know, John Brennan and the 9/11 hijackers, I'm like, wait, I heard this on Alex Jones. And I went through, you know, and did some online searches trying to find these clips. It's hard to find clips now, but I did my best. And I've just got examples of Alex talking about this very same issue of how the 9/11 hijackers came through Saudi Arabia. Even ones that weren't from Saudi Arabia were given visas to travel. And when people brought it up, consulate employees were like, hey, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. It was like, shut up, this is above your pay grade. This is for terror training. So I'm going to have a bunch of clips of Alex talking about that. But let's go to Mike Benz first. Let's hear what he has to say, and then we'll just follow the rabbit trail to see where it goes. Here is Mike Benz.
The visa scandals are all over this. You know, it was John Brennan as CIA station chief, by the way, in Saudi Arabia in the run-up to 9/11, who together with the U.S. consulate issued the visas to 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers. That was our visas. Now, look, there were only 11 of the 19 were Saudis. They were actually giving Saudi visas to non-Saudis. And 15 of the 19, you can read all about this in the guy who ran the visa desk for that U.S. consulate is J. Michael Springman. He wrote a book called Visas for Terrorists, where he goes over how the whole thing was done.
So he's talking about J. Michael Springman. And people are like, oh, I've never heard of that name before. I have no idea who that is. Well, the top version of the video list has moved. There it is. All right. We're going to work our way back in time. We're going to go to 2015. So this is what, 11 years ago? This is Alex Jones actually interviewing J. Michael Springman in 2015. And some of this information overlap, but we're just going to show you how far back it goes. All right, here we go, clip 7.
The whole visa controversy that's been coming out the last few weeks after the attacks in San Bernardino that left 14 dead has really been coming to a head. And then even more came out today, even though I've been working for about a week to get Mr. Springman on the broadcast. Michael Springman, michaelspringman.com, served as the United States government as a diplomat with the State Department's Foreign Service while postings in Germany, India, and Saudi Arabia, and also worked with the U.S. Commerce Department. He left federal service and currently practices law in the Washington, D.C. area. michaelspringman.com. That's two N's. And he came out after 9/11 and talked to his colleagues who were openly told, you're going to let And he's told the story before, so I'm just recapping it. He's getting the news stuff today. These people in that have these terrorist backgrounds, and he said, well, we're not going to do that. And they said, well, they work for the CIA, basically, so we've been ordered to. And now we see, and of course, this was back in 2001, 2002, he exposed all this. Now we see everything he talked about confirmed in spades every day. And his book exposes the whole situation. We'll tell you about the title of that as well and put that up on screen. Visas for Al-Qaeda. CIA handouts that rock the world.
Well, I think if the way out, if we can get a way out, is to get people in Congress who are not afraid to take the point on this and to build a fire under the executive branch and the judicial branch, saying enough is enough. We want full and complete disclosure. And one very good way they can do it is simply have a parade of congressmen go in and look at the concealed and still secret 28 pages in the September 11th report on intelligence failures and simply memorize a paragraph or a couple of sentences and get onto the floor of the House or the Senate and say, this is what I saw in that reading room, and put it out on the air, put it out in print, and see what happens from this.
Well, we've had a few of them on here, like Walter Jones, and it says Saudi Arabia consciously at the highest levels ran the attacks. Our government knew from the beginning, stood down on purpose, basically complicit. It is bombshell information. It is treason proven. And people say, oh, it's worse than that. We know, but we have them in their own report. I mean, so if that comes out, it all comes out.
Yeah, and they've got to start doing this. I mean, you had Dennis Kucinich who would question this, but he's been gerrymandered out of Congress by the Democrat branch of the permanent party. And the people we've got in the past, for example, we had the Church report that really went to town on the intelligence services. And we need people like that again.
Well, this time it's our own intelligence services coming out saying it's all a fraud, our military saying it. It's not usually the military, having to try to stop wars. Usually they're trying to start it, at least in the past. That shows how corrupt our elite are, that we actually have a lot of generals doing the right thing now, which is unprecedented.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we need more people like Smedley Butler from the 1930s.
Well, I mean, the folks running the show there need to know that all these yes men and women are really creating a climate of absolute and complete tyranny. MichaelSpringman.com. Briefly, tell folks about the book. I mean, I read the book. It's extremely powerful. You learn a lot. Everybody should buy it and donate it after they read it to the library so that more people read it.
Yeah, great. Thank you. The basis of the book is it's 250 pages of my own personal experience with the Department of State and with the legal system trying to find out why I had been fired, coupled with 2 years of research on what I call the Arab-Afghan Legion, the terrorists that the United States recruited for the war in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union, who were then transformed or rebranded into Al-Qaeda. And when that got old, they turned them into ISIL. And it's the same crowd of fanatics. I talked to Colonel Anthony Schaefer, U.S. Army retired. He said that, yeah, the same guys that are in Iraq now fighting are the same people we recruited for Afghanistan.
Hmm. Wow. You know, we run the terrorists. We run our own little terrorist group. Israel runs its own little terrorist group. Iran runs its little terrorist group. Nobody wants to get their hands wet doing anything. All right, now we're going to go. This is Alex Jones in 2010. So we're going to go back. We just went back 11 years. All right, now we're going to go back 16 years. Alex Jones talking about J. Michael Springman and how the terrorists came and got into this country legally through the system. Here it is.
Sybil Edmonds, the high-level FBI NSA liaison interpreter, has now broken her gag order earlier this year. She testified before the 9/11 commission, and she said, look, the information I told the commission, the information that they gagged me from telling anybody, is that I was listening to conversations with the commanders of Al-Qaeda working for the CIA in narcotics trafficking, weapons trafficking, human trafficking, and terror, and that they were about to launch a major operation under CIA command. Do you understand that this is on record? And as we told you years ago with Able Danger, we've had Anthony Schaefer on, Tony Schaefer. It's now Fox News exclusive. Yeah, they're going to tell us the sun comes up in the morning. Witnesses and Defense Department reports suggest cover-up of 9/11 findings, backing up what Tony Schaefer, the colonel, said, that there were contractors over there who knew all about Al-Qaeda, were clearly working in and around them, and that they tried to go in and take out these groups and found out that this operation was about to be launched, and they were barred from stopping it. But that was only a sub-cover story. We know Atta and the other hijackers on record worked at U.S. military bases and had security clearances. And I've had the head of the visa section of the Saudi Arabian Jeddah office, Mr. Springman, on 9 years ago. We had him back on this year, who talked to CIA people and others in the State Department and were told, yes, we ordered them to be given visas, Atta and others, to come back in, even though they were on terror list, because it was a cover. They were CIA operatives. I mean, we've got this thing from A to Z. We know it's an inside job. Period. Just with the bombs, just with the buildings, that's total proof, and the thermite residue and all that evidence. Then you got NORAD standing down. You got Cheney ordering the Pentagon to stand down in front of Norman Panetta, the head of transportation. You've got the head of the U.S. Visa section in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Springman, being told, you know, I'm not going to let these people in. They've got terrorist backgrounds. State Department says, don't worry, it's a CIA cover. You know, let Mohammed Atta and all these people in. That's what he was told. Then we have MSNBC, hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. You have James Woods, the actor, a week before the attacks, on a plane, and Atta and others are getting up, like, doing drills, because they thought they were doing, you know, airport security drills. They were hired by Homeland Security. Boy, did they get set up. And we now don't know if the FBI was paying for their houses, their credit cards. This has all come out. They had Israelis shadowing them as well, the art students. This all even came out on Fox News.
All the stuff that people are talking about now, Alex Jones is talking about it back in 2010. The Israelis, the visas, CIA letting them in. And who became the head of the CIA? John Brennan. He was there running it all from his little office in Jeddah. All right. 16 years, not enough. Let's go back even further. Let's go back 24 years. How about that? May 1st, 2002. Alex Jones talking to Michael Springman. So 24 years ago, cracking the case. Here it is.
We're now joined by Michael Springman, worked for the U.S. government for 20 years with Foreign Service and Consulate. And when he started complaining about being ordered, he was the head of the local consulate there in Saudi Arabia, to issue these ID cards to people with questionable ties. He later found out it was a CIA operation. Again, I'm reading from a transcript from the BBC Newsnight report with our good friend, Greg Palast. In fact, let me just read two paragraphs from this, and we'll go to our guest. Palast: Newsnight has uncovered a long history of shadowy connections between the State Department and the CIA and the Saudis. The former head of America Visa Bureau in Jeddah is Michael Springman. Michael Springman: in Saudi Arabia, I was repeatedly ordered by high-level State Department officials to issue visas to unqualified applicants. These were, again, essentially people who had no ties to either Saudi Arabia or to their own country. I complained bitterly at the time there. I returned to the U.S. I complained to the State Department there, to the General Accounting Office, to the Bureau of Diplomatic Security, and to the Inspector General's Office. I was met with silence. Palast, but now Bush Sr., once CIA director, was in the White House. Springman was shocked to find this wasn't visa fraud. Rather, State Department, CIA were playing the great game. Joining us for this newsmaker interview this evening is Michael Springman. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Great to have you on the show, Michael.
Thank you.
For those that give us a little bit more about your bio, about yourself, and then break this incredible story down for us.
Okay. I had been assigned to the consulate at Jeddah. And the first thing you have to remember is that the consulate there is essentially a CIA operation. Of some 15 to 20 Washington-based Americans, there were only three people, including myself, whom I'm certain had no ties to either any of the American intelligence services, either professional or familial. I had gotten some strange questions before I went out to Jeddah from the then ambassador, Walter Cutler, who kept talking about visa problems and how I should do my best to make sure everything ran smoothly. Once I got there, I found I was being ordered to issue visas to, as I said in the article and as you mentioned earlier.
I guess they just think we're all totally stupid and they're just going to get away with it.
Well, the American people don't get the full story. The mainstream press doesn't want to hear any of this stuff. And it seems to go from bad to worse. I thought with my raising hell and eventually losing my job over making the agency look bad that all of this had stopped. But the 15 of the 19 people who had gotten visas who allegedly were responsible for flying airplanes into the Pentagon and the World Trade Towers, they came from Jeddah in Saudi Arabia and got visas at the consulate there. And
now that's an important point. Can you, folks, I want you to wake up right now, you know, put the Budweiser down. Can you repeat that one more time for them, please, sir?
Sure. According to the Los Angeles Times, 15 of the 19 people, the Saudis, who were allegedly responsible for flying planes into the World Trade Towers at the Pentagon, they got their visas from the consulate at Jeddah. Now, according to a journalist I know in Florida, this was done through a new wrinkle in the visa procedures there. At the time I was running the visa section, I personally interviewed at least one member of a family or just about everyone who wanted to travel to the States. They had switched things so that the visas would be submitted in many instances through travel agencies that were approved by the consulate. And according to a conversation I had had with Severino Castillo some years ago in an article I had been researching, it was an old agency ploy to put passports of its people in with legitimate trade groups or travel groups coming from travel agencies and send them to the consular section in the
well,
hopes they would be overlooked.
Somebody, if it's just a name at a travel desk, at a travel agency, just show up with a fake ID and then board?
You could do that. The way it was explained to me is that they would go to the travel agency and say, I want to go to the United States. Can you get me a visa? I have to visit relatives there. I have business there, et cetera. And they would simply send a package of passports and visa applications over to the consular section. And because they came from a reputable source, people didn't look too closely at it, I guess.
Well, Bush is telling us to give up our liberty for security and we'll be safe. Meanwhile, leaving the borders wide open and doing all this. And, of course, in your interview with the BBC, it all ties back as well. We really see an acceleration of this, if I'm going by the transcript correctly, accurately. It all really accelerates with Poppy Bush, Bush Sr., former CIA director, when he's vice president and president.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you could say that. I know that when I was in Jeddah, it got to the point where the CIA base chief demanded to examine all visa applications that I had approved before I would be allowed to issue the visas, which I thought was really reaching for it. I had talked to a couple of people in the business, a former CIA case officer, who seemed to think it was kind of a local option as to whether the agency wanted to get that deeply involved in visa issuances. And I talked to a retired consular officer who said he had been in various posts, and they weren't quite as blatant about it as they were at Jeddah, but when he was in Kuala Lumpur, for example, the station chief would come over and ask to troll his visa application files looking for interesting people.
Amazing. So, again, the media would like us to forget that bin Laden was this big hero back during the 80s. In fact, I did a LexisNexis search, the library. This guy, I've got dozens of mainstream reports, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, AP, where he's this little hero from this great freedom fighter family in Saudi Arabia over there fighting the evil Soviets. And,
oh, yeah.
And then now the media says, oh, no connection, no, where the government never knew bin Laden. But according to the evidence I've seen, and I've been on the phone and read the articles from the foreign press, even been in our news, we have bin Laden in July for 10 days with the CIA section-chief there in there at the American hospital.
I had heard that from another guy, and it must be something to it.
Well, it was in the Washington Times, Wall Street Journal, first broken in Le Figaro over in France, BBC. Go to Infowars.com in the government prior knowledge section and wade through several hundred articles, and there's a bunch of them in a subsection there. But they tell you in no uncertain terms, hey, buddy, grease the skids. We want an open spigot on whoever we want coming through here to the U.S. out of Saudi Arabia with our good little buddies over there, terror funding, you know, Central.
Mm.
And again, correct me if any of this is not accurate. And then you don't play ball, and they kick you out. You get back to the U.S. When did you start asking questions and finding more out from these individuals you mentioned earlier?
It started, I guess, after I was out of the State Department in 91. And in, 92, 93, I started hearing from the journalist and from the two guys who knew more about what was going there than I did.
And what did these, in more detail, what did these individuals in these different positions, what did they tell you?
Well, they pretty much said flat out that the agency was bringing these people over for terrorist training, and that they wanted junior officers in the visa section with little or no supervision so that these people would scale on through, or if they did question them and did try to apply the Immigration and Nationality Act and the State Department's own regulations, they could be bounced out and said, well, geez, these guys are not with the program. They don't understand about the Foreign Service. They're not cooperative. They're not diplomatic, et cetera. And as I've told people, okay, so these guys were wrong. I misinterpreted what they were saying. Well, why has State Department stonewalled me in my request for information all these years? And what was the real reason these guys got visas? Because
All right. Hey, let's go. I think we had a clip mishap. That was the end of that. But we got a minute left. Let's just go to December 5th, 2001, because, you know, just months after 9/11, Alex Jones was talking about Michael Springman and the visas in Jeddah. Here it is.
Even before that, I interviewed Mr. Springman, who was in Jeddah, the head embassy chief there, and letting other terrorists in, and he was told this is part of a terrorism training thing that they're doing in the U.S., at secure U.S. military bases, let them in. It's a CIA operation.
Wow. Amazing. So kudos to Mike Benz for bringing this back out into the diaspora again. And, you know, Alex Jones was talking about it since 2001, right after 9/11, which was September 11th. So that's the book, if you want to pick it up and check it out, Visas for Al-Qaeda, Michael Springman, author and attorney. When we come back, we're going to go to your calls. I got Sean, Jefferson, Nathaniel. Don't forget 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. We will take your calls. I think in this short segment, we're going to play a little more of the boomers versus the millennials. We'll hear from the boomers' side. We hadn't heard from them yet. And, look, the boomers aren't going to go quiet. I'll just give you.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I got the internet so much later in life. And the example that I like to use is like my dad. I've grown up in Dallas, Texas my whole entire life. And if I tell my dad that the CIA was involved in JFK's assassination, he almost wants to hit me because
right,
he doesn't believe
in
conspiracies.
Yeah, scroll past all this. We played all this part. So it's about 4 minutes into this clip. We'll play the rest of where the boomers are talking. That's what we talked about. The boomers, not the, you know what? Just skip it. Let's go to Sean. Y'all, when you queue it up, let me know. It's all good. Let's go to Sean real quick while we're here. Sean calling from, I can't tell where people are calling from anymore. Sean, where are you calling from? California.
Hey, Robin. Sean from California. Long time. Good to hear you again.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling from that fall, by the way, brother?
You know, I felt better.
Well, you know, you're right about the ice and heat, but, you know, some of that DNA force will help the nerve tissues. And I believe Alex said you guys are making a new formula on that. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about that before we go into my topic?
Well, it basically what the DNA force does is it keeps the telomeres from dying quicker. And so it lets these nerve endings live longer, essentially. And by having them live longer, it sort of like is the fountain of youth in some weird way, because your cells aren't dying as quickly. So they live longer. So then they don't have to, be reborn as much. So you basically have that going. We'll go to the clip after the call. Go ahead, Sean. What did you want to talk about?
Yeah. Let me touch base real quick on that, Rob. I'm not a doctor, of course, but I have used, your DNA force after I had some surgery on my arm, and you could, go over the scar tissue, and I can actually still feel the sensation because it helped with the nerves, being revitalized and growing in after the surgery. I had a, bicep tear back in 2016. So I had to have the tendon, replaced. So just a little mini hack.
And let me tell you this, actually Ultra DNA Revival is basically the replacement of DNA Force Plus, which we used to sell. So that's one you can pick up. And I do have that, and I have been taking it. But I think the quickness that the bruising has gone away, I attribute to the, acupuncture 100%.
To get that tissue feeling, bright and new, I can't help but plug that. And I wonder if I were to stack it with methylene blue, just saying. So,
well, I'll tell you this. Let me stop you again. Everybody's like, oh, you need to go get checked for a concussion. But I wasn't feeling, I didn't have any concussion symptoms. But I did take two methylene blues that night. I call it, this is my concussion preventive protocol. And so, my head's felt fine except for a little pain in my jaw where my face hit. But other than that, you know, it's been smooth sailing mentally.
Oh, good deal. And as long as you didn't black out or pass out.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you might have had a walking concussion. And that's another story I can go into for another time. Since it's kind of laid back here, Rob, I wanted to know if I could invite your callers and yourself, of course, to our national-assembly.net conference call we do every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific. I got the info in front of me if you want me to put it out there.
So that's 6 p.m. Pacific, which would be 8 p.m. Central?
I believe so. And you can go onto the free conference call app, and that word to get on that online meeting ID would be National Assembly, no spaces. Or if you go to national-assembly.net, put in the /, and then conference-call, and you're able to find the phone numbers or the link to the app and just call in and hear the roll call of the different states that call in. We're doing educational review over, let's see, we did, I believe, the 13th Amendment last week, so we'll be around the 14th Amendment this week. And you know, some of this stuff has a lot of overlap with what's going on with Alex. And something I want to touch on more in depth, too. When Harrison started out the show with, you know, talking about Karl Marx and how JFK mentioned those newspaper owners had given him a little bit more money. And now it just ties in also into this boomer versus millennial argument. You and I are Gen X. We kind of know how it is where, yeah, money's getting tighter, but we're just going to make it work. We're not necessarily like, oh, no, the world is ending. We're just going to figure out a new way.
You got to think outside the box. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call, Sean. Hopefully people can jump onto your conference call tonight and talk about the 14th Amendment, which, yeah, they want to take out.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, ultra DNA revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum and MK ultra. And you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Final hour of the War Room is upon us. I got your calls lined up. We got Jefferson, Nathaniel, Brian, Anthony, and others on the line. If you want to join in, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. I want to go to the end of that first clip of the boomer versus millennial debate. We saw earlier in the last hour, it was Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and primetime Alex Stein all giving their kind of take of where the boomers just don't have a clue of what's really going on, kind of basically referring to them as Luddites. Now we're going to see the boomers come back. The boomers get to rebuttal. So here's the boomer rebuttal.
Them, or my challenge to them is, do what I did. Go out and take it.
It's a funny question because I think it over all time, the younger people have always felt that the older people had something that they didn't have access to, and the older people think that the younger people have greater expectations than maybe they should have. I think the whole notion of a gap between generations, this is so not new, that it's having an effect on the current political climate is particularly interesting. But having been a teacher and seeing a lot of millennials, I think there's so much that's being broken deliberately for you all coming through. I don't know that I would call it the affordability problem or whatever, but I think expectations have been given to you that aren't necessarily fair.
Time.
Well, so much more to
say. But we have a lot more. We have a lot more time. Frank, go ahead.
These are, of course, sweeping generalizations, but the question is teed up that way. My biggest concern is that the millennial generation has embraced the idea that the world is irrelevant. It's about us. It's about the sharing of power, distribution of it, controlling it. My fear is, as was mentioned, you are about to inherit a very messy world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not with us in trying to make it more consistent with our vital security interests and freedoms, it's not going to be recoverable, I fear. And that's what makes me most worried about the next generations.
So you're either with the boomers or you're with the terrorists. I think that's what George Bush said. The Great MAGA Divide, Baby Boomers versus Millennials. You can watch the rest of it. We'll play probably another, at least one more clip in this hour, probably two. Maybe I'll play one more in this half and then another one in the second half. But I'm going to go to your calls now. Don't forget, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. Let's go to Jefferson and from Virginia, I believe. This is the Virginia Jefferson that calls in a lot. How's it going, Jefferson?
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. Good to talk to you. Yeah, it's Jefferson from Virginia.
Yep.
You know, all boomers are not the same, for one. I'm a late boomer.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the same information that people like Donald Trump did. Donald Trump heard about Nikola Tesla from his uncle when he was a kid. Donald Trump, a boomer, heard Ike give his farewell address when he was a teenager. I didn't hear about these things until like 1980 when I was 20 years old.
Right.
So the boomer, early boomers knew about the technological advancements that were hidden from us, not talked about from us. You know, when they were in Vietnam and all the night vision goggles and the sensors and all that stuff that was kept classified was being worked on, all the sensors and stuff, the Rumsfelds of the world were learning about technology that we weren't being told about, the later boomers. So, well, there's a schism in the boomers that most of the millennials and X Generation X people don't recognize, that the late boomers saw the JFK assassination Zapruder film when we were like 14 or 15 years old. And some of us said, this doesn't make any sense. How'd they pull that off? This means the CIA has to be in control of everything. And our older generational brothers and uncles basically looked at us like we were crazy for thinking that the CIA could be involved in killing a president and getting away with it. So we became the crazy uncles of the next generation, where the late boomers are saying, no, the whole world is a big lie. And the boomers got away with profiting off the big lie of the Cold War and all the other things. And the, the financialization of America was all to their benefit. And now they're acting like, well, you guys are expecting too much out of life. You know, we left you a mess. And yeah, that wasn't accidental either.
Well, and I don't think it's these people's fault that are sitting there, that the reason the mess is there. It's definitely a lot of, you know, institutional failures that are going on. Like myself personally, don't trust doctors anymore. Don't feel like going to a regular Western medicine doctor's office, because I don't trust that they have my interests at heart. You know, I think they're beholden to pharmaceutical companies. And that's just the way I'm going to live the rest of my life. You know, it doesn't matter. They have no way that they can repair their trust after what they did with the pandemic and literally institutionally killing people for money. There was a chart that came out that showed the different amounts of money you could get. I think Connecticut was the cheapest. You only get about $8,000 or $18,000 for killing somebody with COVID in Connecticut. But then some states you get over $100,000 if you killed somebody with COVID. How'd they kill you with COVID? They stuck a ventilator down your throat. They wouldn't give you any treatment. They told you to go home till you were really sick, so then you could come back and get suffocated with a ventilator. So that's why, you know, the boomers have this trust of these institutions. They still trust. They trust the news. They trust, like the Council on Foreign Relations, even though that wasn't created during the boomer. I guess it was kind of created during the boomer era. They trust these institutions that they have their best interests at heart. They trust the medical profession because they've always gone to the doctor and the doctor's always had a pill for them. They trust Big Agra making poison and serving that to you as food. They trust these things because when they were growing up, they were conditioned through books and media and television to trust these things. And they never questioned it because they never had another form of information. And so the millennials, I see where they're coming from, because they grew up in a world that still had the boomer golden age to it. They saw the sunset of it and going down. And then reality kicked them in the head in 2008 when everything, you know, kind of took a dump, so to speak, in the economy. But that's where I see this boomer millennial divide from, is the trust in institutions to zero trust in institutions. And I'm sort of in the middle of it.
Invested economically in all of these scams that were going to lead to where we are right now in the depopulation agenda. And, you know, there were eco-science that were written that basically explained how all this was going to be turned against the later generations to the benefit of the boomers, the early boomers at least. and they just don't want to admit that they were in on what was coming. Some of them were aware of it, and a lot of them weren't, but they still benefited economically from investing in all the things that then turned on us, like big pharma and big oil, right?
Well, and now the boomers are getting it turned on them, where it's like, hey, wow, you're getting a lot of this Social Security. How about we just kill your ass? Here's a flu shot.
Well, yeah. To some degree, that's happening to them at the last section of their life. But, you know, if you're 79 years old, you've already extracted everything you're going to get.
You've got all your fun. Yeah, you got it all. I hear you. I hear you. It's crazy. It's crazy. And the boomers don't see, but at the end of the day, you know, who's still in power? You know, Trump, Lindsey Graham, Tom Tillis, you know, these are curmudgeons, and they have no idea what the world has now become, because they've never had to, like, they followed the system and the system provided. The system's not providing anymore when you put energy and time into it. The system just wants to take more out of you.
It's all or nothing. You have to be in on investing in the AI data centers, or you're going to miss out. That everything is overarching into the data center matrix now. And everybody's saying, even Bernie Fink is saying, if you don't get in on board on this, you're going to lose. You know, it's all or nothing, right down this, let's build the panopticon digital matrix where everybody's surveilled. Everybody's predicted what they're going to do ahead of time, and the social credit score is entrenched, and you're never going to get out of this trap we put you in. So just be a good boy.
Yep. No. So you're right. That's what, and as long as you believe in the system and trust in the system, like the boomers, you know, they're like, oh, we'll take care of you, but they're not really taking care of you. They're taking care of the immigrants, though. Migrants get taken care of. Well, you show up with nothing, with nothing but an open hand, and there's a Democrat there ready to fill it with your tax money.
When does an immigrant stop being a foreigner?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
When they finally naturalize successfully, that's when. But everybody seems to think just because you're an immigrant, somehow you're one of us.
Yeah.
Just because you aspire to be on asylum in our country doesn't mean you're not a foreigner.
Right.
So we just always use the wrong word when we're talking about people that are foreigners here. Somebody that has put in an application to be an immigrant is still a foreigner, even if they're having kids here, until they become a citizen. Then they're no longer a foreigner.
Right.
But this is too far for most people to consider that they've been led to believe something other than that, that somehow just getting here makes you one of us.
Right. And I tell you what, you go through the process, you become a citizen, open arms, come on in, you know. You got to stop creating a system where you're bringing people in and teaching them how to become criminals. We can't have this. We can't have a country where two people are just two people are stealing what they say 46.6 million in fraudulent claims. This is just two people. And they probably got some people underneath them that are helping them, but two people responsible for $46 million of fraud. You think that's the only people doing fraud? You know? Crazy. Thanks for the call, Jefferson. You got it. Yeah, go ahead. I'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
And somehow only Doge was able to find that.
Oh, right? I know. Yeah.
All that scamming going on, and nobody can find it with all the computerized systems we have. But Doge comes in, and 3 months later, they're finding all this stuff. Like, nobody could have done that before.
Well, and I don't think they thought it was going to be as successful as it was, because they were, you know, Elon just turned on the fire hose and like, yeah, I can show you how we could find all the fraud. Let's go. And then people are like, wait a minute. He's showing us all the fraud. Wait a minute. We didn't know it was actually going to work. We thought it was like government where it wouldn't work, where he would just kind of like bide time and nothing would happen. We didn't think he was actually going to do anything. We got to get rid of this. Let's start burning down Teslas. You know, let's stop burning dealerships. Let's have people protest because he's coming after our Social Security. He's got access to our private information. Guess what? The entire government has access to your private information, you bunch of douchebags. Okay? They're robbing us blind, and nobody's doing anything about it except a bunch of lip service. You know, they had some muckraker groups like, yeah, we figured out how the Dominicans are basically using food stamps and scamming people. Oh, really? It took a little outside group to figure this out? No one else could figure this out? And what'll happen? Oh, a strongly worded letter to the Dominican Republic. It's nothing. It's just like, oh, we're not going to do, like, there's no enforcement level on any of this stuff. Like, what are J.D. Vance and Stephen Miller going to do? Are they going out to get people? I don't know. Is there a task force that's dragging people in? Because I guarantee it's more than two people. It's more than two Somali women that are out there defrauding the country. Stephen Miller said it was $2 trillion. Ugh. All right, Jefferson, thanks for the call. Let's go to Nathaniel in Rhode Island. How's it going, Nathaniel?
Hi. First of all, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, and is the volume okay?
Oh, yeah, I hear you great.
Okay, great. So I was laughing at what you were saying because, well, when you said douchebags, because, well, what I want to say is it's as if the whole universe is a big bad joke. And there's a verse that I read in the Bible, and I can't get it out of my head. It's from Isaiah, and it says, "For behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind." So every day when I wake up and become aware of my surroundings, et cetera, at some point I realize that, wait a minute, if this universe won't even be remembered, then what does that mean about news, politics, et cetera? And maybe you could give me your opinion, or maybe you can pray for me or something, because I'm a theologian, I'm a philosopher. And do you think this universe will be deleted?
You know, I don't know if it'll be deleted per se, but we've seen civilizations in the past. You know, they're finding every day mountains that they thought were mountains are actually temples that have been buried for either intentionally or unintentionally. So that's Isaiah 65, line 17 through 18. I'll read this out for everybody. "For look, I am ready to create new heavens and a new earth. The former ones will not be remembered and no one will think about them anymore, but be happy and rejoice forever over what I am about to create." Now that is a very interesting thing. Yeah. So then you could say, well, all this stuff is meaningless, so I could just go out and murder people. No, we still have to have a society. We still have to have mores and laws and roles for people to create a society. Society is very complex. So you can't just go out half cock and go, well, I'm not going to do anything anymore. You know, we still have to hold, we have to hold fast. All right. To what we want to see. And yeah, none of this is going to be easy. And I bitch about it that they're not doing enough, but we never heard about this stuff under Biden, under Obama, under George Bush. You know, they say George Bush actually wanted to do tort reform, which is like all these, you know, programs for the poor people, but are basically just control mechanisms to keep people under the thumb of the Democrat Party. And he wanted to like do some reform on that. It's like, not so fast. Here's 9/11. Now, I don't think George Bush would have done a very good job because I don't think he was a very strong leader. Plus, his dad's got all these dad's got bad mojo around him. The whole family's kind of sick. So I don't know how that would have turned out. But you see with Trump trying to do it, and they're having conniption fits about it. They're like, you can't touch our Social Security. You can't touch our entitlement programs. That's how we control people. So I don't want to be part of the control atmosphere. I want to be part of the group that's like, hey, let's make art. Let's have a good society. Let's have healthy children. Let's have a clean environment. And some of those are pretty kind of leftist mentalities, but I'm also like, let's get rid of the criminals. If you're a criminal, you're not part of our society anymore. You've decided you're not part of it. So let's stop releasing criminals into the streets to kill more people, and let's stop putting them away or putting them hard labor. You know, I think these women, 20 years hard labor. You fraud the government. You defraud the taxpayers, 20 years hard labor. Go pay your debt to society. And then after that, hey, you can come back. You know, so this 25-year-old, she'll only be 45, but she'll have paid her debt to society. And that's what we got to do. I'll give you a last word, Nathaniel,
yeah,
go ahead.
We were basically betrayed by Donald Trump, and we need the Messiah. And I just want people to please pray for me because I've been burned by so many people, including Savannah Hernandez. Okay. So if you want to talk about that one day, Savannah Hernandez burned me, I've been ruined by people. I've been almost ruined by people. Excuse me. Almost ruined by people such as Savannah Hernandez. So please pray for me. And Lord willing, maybe I'll call back in 2 years.
So you haven't called in 2 years? Well, I'm sorry. You know, bad things happen all the time. I fell out of an attic the other day. Didn't think that was going to happen, you know, and guess what? I'm dealing with it. You know, I'll tell you this, Nathaniel, when these adverse situations happen, it's how you deal with them and how you move forward. That's how you're going to be remembered, not how, you know, whining and complaining. I'm not saying you're doing that. I'm just saying how you deal with this stuff going forward is how we're all going to be measured with all these things that are going on. And I think to some degree we have been, we were sort of, hoodwinked by Donald Trump and the Trump administration. They came in and said they were going to do a lot. I think once they started doing just a little bit, they started seeing how deep the fraud went. I mean, I remember an article. It was like a $4 trillion black hole where payments were going and they couldn't track them, which is like bull. We know that's bull, but that was just a fun, all these, was it the breakaway society? That's what that stuff was funding. And you think how long that's been going. You know, so, but the good thing is we're learning a lot more than we did, and it's pissing us off because it's not happening fast enough. You know, I want to see these people. Let's move. You know, it seemed to be really quick and convenient. You know, the second Biden got into office, well, that same day that he got into office, they were arresting J6ers and putting him in jail. And they had that pipeline moving really quickly. It's amazing the rhinos can't get the same amount of justice for people that are defrauding the government that quickly. It's like, oh no, it's going to take our time. They have to do this where judges aren't just going to let these people go because they bring fraud in front of judges and judges are like, we like the fraud. We want more of it. So they just let them go. Thanks for calling, Nathaniel. Let's go to Brian in California. You got about 2 minutes, 30 seconds, Brian. How's it going today?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm good.
My first time calling in.
Right on.
Earlier, you guys were talking to me. You had something going on about 9/11. I remember when it happened, my friend called me up, and I turned on the TV. He's like, turn on the TV. And I look out, and I was like, oh, okay. He's like, the Twin Towers just got blew up. And I said to myself, I said to him, well, it looks like George Bush finally did it, got what he wanted.
A new Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the last two callers got me started about a whole other bunch of things.
I don't think George Bush knew that was going to happen. Because when you could go look at that, I think Michael Moore put out a documentary, and they show George Bush being talked to, somebody whispers in his ear while he's reading to the kids. I think on the upside, he's got a book that's upside down, or it's called My Pet Goat. I think is what it was called. My Pet Goat was the name of the book. And he's reading that to the kids, and somebody whispers in his ear, and the Twin Towers have been hit. And then a few minutes later, they come back and say, oh, the other tower's been hit. And he looks like a deer in headlights. Now, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, they all knew it was going on. Or maybe Bush didn't think they'd actually do it. Maybe he'd heard about it and said, they're not going to do that. No one's going to crash a plane into the World Trade Center. And they did it. Brian, I'm going to hold you over because we got about 55 seconds left into this, and we'll come back for the final segment of the War Room. Don't forget, last day of the BOGO sale, buy one, get one free of T3 iodine and methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. And, yeah, we're reminiscing about old stuff, but it's interesting. What's old is new. Alex likes to say that a lot. What's old is new. And we're seeing people talk about the hijackers coming into this country, and we're seeing people talk about alpha-gal syndrome and acupuncture and BPA and how we've been talking about this stuff for years. That's why they want to shut us up. Because they don't like you having this information. They want you being a stupid boomer stuck in a closet pretending everything's great. It's not great, but we can make it better. Let's do it. Let's go.
I'm so excited.
excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back. But who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still, and will always be, 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. You can follow me on X at News News, DewsNewz. I just hit the 70,000, I guess, follower plateau. So it's been going up and down around it, but now I think I've finally cleared the hurdle. Because it seems like when I get to 70,000, then they kill a bunch of, I guess, bot accounts that are following me, which is great because I don't like bots. Sick of the bots. All right, we're going to go back to your calls, though. Don't forget, at thealexjonesstore.com. It's the last day of the massive buy one, get one free sale with T3 and methylene blue tincture. Check it out. Methylene blue, pretty amazing stuff. I'm a pill methylene blue guy rather than a tincture guy. The pills go down nice and easy, and they still turn your pee blue, so you know they're working. Among giving you a very clear head, it took away my brain fog. I don't have brain fog anymore, and I don't even take it every day. Like I said, I took it a couple weeks ago, and I haven't taken it since then as a concussion protocol, which I'm sure that mortifies people who are like into the system, who bow down to their lord and saviors over at the doctor's office, who are prescribing them all their antidepressants and antibiotics and drugs that don't really work but mask symptoms. And with that, we go to Anthony in New York. Been on hold for over half an hour. Anthony, how you doing?
Rob, my man, appreciate you taking my call, brother, and sorry to hear about your accident. Never fun. Never fun to get hurt.
But no, it's not.
On the up and up, right? The up and up. Got to stay positive. But, dude, thanks for taking my call, and there's a lot to, I guess, unpack. I guess there's so many topics. You know, I'm a bleeding patriot over here. I'm a descendant of John Holland, who's a famous pilgrim. He's on the Mayflower Compact.
Wow.
And, yeah, so I bleed America. I am pro-America. Was a Trump guy. You know, definitely have a interesting relationship with my, I'm sure, like we all do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just his relationship with Israel is definitely unhealthy. It's a love hate right now. I think he's doing a lot of good, but also you see the other stuff and you just are like, oh, what the heck? And, you know, this is coming from, you know, going back to the millennial bloomer kind of debate. I'm a millennial myself. I was born in 1990 and, you know, also September 11th, it's very close home to me. My mom's cousin was a fireman, Manny Davale. They have on 1st and 14th Street, they have a plaque nominated to him over there. But and my brother's named after him. So, you know, I can remember that day personally. I was 11, but it was very chaotic and a lot going on. And, you know, I remember going to Manhattan College up in the Bronx, and that's kind of, I remember seeing that documentary, Loose Change. And that's when I kind of started opening up my eyes to saying, what the heck is going on? You know, I always kind of question things, but you just like, as you know, I was 11 when it happened, so I wasn't, you know, somewhat conscious.
Well, and you're like,
not
who
really? You know?
Why would the country bomb its own buildings? You know, and people aren't thinking Reichstag at the time. They're like, well, you know, the government wouldn't do that. Why would they kill all those people? You know, and then you look back at it, and you're like, well, the government would kill all these people. You know, and you're calling about data centers. It's like, why do they want all these data centers? Well. They don't want them for your health. I know that.
Well, I'll tell you what. The reason I call about data centers, I had kind of an epiphany moment yesterday in a sense because, you know, I'm obviously Info Warriors. I know that's not a thing anymore, but Alex Jones Network guy. For
Info Warriors never die, brother. Info Warriors
right,
never
my
die.
Brother. Info Warriors for life, right? So, you know, and this is, you know, I'm just seeing how the New World Order is all playing out and their cards, you know, just very in tune to everything. And I can see these AI data centers are almost like another card game and they're playing Trump with it. And he doesn't even, you know, another thing like Israel played him. He's getting played right now by all these big tech guys. They're ushering the New World Order. And I just saw a video the other day, the water that they're going to need to do these centers, besides all the radiation, other BS that's going on with that. The amount of water that they're going to need to do all this stuff is frightening. And they're already, and I just saw the Rio Grande video. Some guy was saying the Rio Grande is getting dried up. Like that's never happened. And it's because of a data center. Now, in theory, if we put all these data centers all over the place and in time, water is going to become scarce. And Dan Pana said it himself. He's like, water, all the elites are buying up water right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got a question, and again, BlackRock, this is like, again, Trump stopped BlackRock from buying all the single-family homes. So you're like, all right, that's a good thing. But now these data centers, they're going up everywhere. The water is going to be the next war. And it is a warning to everybody because, you know, things happen slow, but I can proceed and see the future that water is going to be a scarcity, and it's going to be a thing, and I just pray for everybody because it falls biblically. I heard, I believe his name is Daniel, that just called. praying for him as well. And just remember, Jesus, God is in control. And we just need to stay as close as possible to right now, because the biblical time seems almost playing out in Revelation with how the Euphrates River is drying up. They said by 2040, it might actually be completely dry. And that's when the angel, you know, the four angels in prophecy of John come up. And
that's when it gets interesting.
And I could see where the 5G towers come into play, because sure. Everyone that took the COVID shot, yeah. Now they have metal in them. Now yeah. They're going to put all these 5G towers out, and you're going to have everyone getting fried to death. It's so scary, the time we're living in. And I just, you know, stay close to your family and stay close to God, because we're living through a very, very biblical time. And you can see how the state of Israel, which we know, was created by the Zionist movement back with Theodor Herzl, back when the, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution, and they instituted this plan to bring the Federal Reserve banking system in to control everybody, create this modern-day slave system, have complete control over everybody. And you can see, ever since the JFK assassination, we have been completely under a hijack of the New World Order. And it, as a millennial, watching the towers fall and seeing, you know, they instituted slavery in our generation through student loans. Mm-hmm. All our generation is freaking in debt from student loans.
Right.
And look at the housing market. Our generation cannot have that dream of the boomers did, where you could go get a regular job and work like a normal person and create a family, create a life. Yeah. And that goes even deeper, because like the two system of like, you know, the Rockefellers creating, oh, let's tax the women, let's create feminism. It's so deep, right? It goes so far freaking deep that it's mind-boggling, and you could see the new world they're playing out. So I just want to give a warning to everybody to basically just say, go invest into a water thing to naturally, you know, I've seen things on Instagram where there's independent water companies that you can get solar-powered water to your home indefinitely. And I just think in the next yeah. know, 10 years, that's going to be an issue.
So yeah, they pull it out of the they pull it out of the air. They pull the water out of the air. There's a lot of you see a lot of these things, yeah. And you can make these too. You can make these yourself. You don't need to buy a machine. That
oh,
does
no,
it.
Okay, no way. All right. That's
yeah,
cool.
No, people set these things up all the time. There's different ways to do it. You could learn. You go research online. You can build systems that will pull water out of the air. Now, I would still filter that water after you pull it out of the air. I would get you a good gravity filter or a UV light system. There's ways to filter that, because of all the crap in the air that they're spraying, you're probably getting a little bit of that in with whatever you're pulling out of the atmosphere. But yeah, I agree with you. Water is going to be the next big thing. Who has the waters? Who's going to make the rules? And, yes. You know, people are going to dam up rivers. They're going to cut off rivers. They're going to divert rivers into these, data centers. Now, the thing about the data center is it runs, but it's, you have to have people running these things at all time, and they're not going to be, They're too big and there are too many of them, and they're not going to have enough, people there to protect these data centers at some point. When we see the full power of them being unleashed, people will start, you know, taking things under their own accord, and you'll see things change. Plus, I think the AI bubble is going to burst at some point. There's not going to be all these AI companies. So enjoy the free AI while you got it now, or the cheap AI, because it's going to get a lot more expensive. And eventually there'll only be two companies running it. They're showing some Mad Max on right now, which, yeah, I mean, that was the future. These guys are controlling the water.
No, and you know where I thought of that was, like, took my brother to a movie. You know, he's a grown, he's 24 now, but a long time ago, that movie Rango, and it was with Johnny Depp, and it said, if you control the water, you control everything. And you know how Hollywood is. I'm in Hollywood myself. Actually, if I could plug a movie, I have my movie coming out at AMC June 26th. It's called Jacked, 1980s, if people want to look it up on YouTube to see the trailer. I'm the bad guy in it.
Jet, anyway, J-E-T? J-E-T? Is that
Jacked, like J-A-C-K-E-D.
Jacked.
1980s. Yeah, if you look on YouTube, you'll see the trailer. I'm the main antagonist in it. I'll plug that real quick. But I'm in Hollywood, so, you know, I see the deception, you know, ever since I've gotten into it. I mean, I see, you know, that actually one of those great documentaries, Out of Shadows, that came out during COVID, about two stunt guys that kind of saw how the CIA and everything was intertwined with Hollywood, and how they, use the media and everything. And that's how COVID happened. You could tell they were just, you know, it was all play. It all was a big scam using the media, using, you know, it all started with the radio, then moved to television, but it was a conditioning period through the radio to trust these things. Like you said, sure. The boomers were trusting that this, that is the conditioning. So by the time we got to COVID, you know, look, it said 75 to 80% of the people took the shots. That's frightening how many people are trusting something
and I would say only half of those probably went out and got the shot because they trusted the system. The other half were coerced because they had to coerce a lot of people. I know a lot of people that didn't want to take it that did take it because they were like, well, my job told me I had to take it.
Well, and you know, I'm a, you know, as a New Yorker, we hustle, right? So I had to take the shot to keep working in Hollywood. You think I'm a fool? I freaking took the vaccine, the whole thing, because at one time the first thing was, oh, you can't work till you have a COVID shot. All right, bet. Signed it, made a fake thing. Then the second was you have to take the booster. So I did this booster, you know, I just signed something. Yeah. So I worked through Hollywood with a fake card, and I was like, oh, this is like being, you know.
Well, that's why we need data centers, bro. We got to be able to track you in real time. That's what we need the data center for.
You think they like this phone call right now? I'm getting probably tracked right out of this.
Yeah.
Phone call,
they're like, oh, we got to go find Anthony. We got to kick Anthony's ass.
Hey, you know, I'm more concerned about people. I love people. And my point is I just want my call is basically to just warn people, like, seriously, take care of your family. Like, when you see everybody looking pretty in Hollywood, you should see the process to make them look pretty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's all a lie. It's like, it's such plaster, a lie, guys. Like, don't
plaster and guide wires.
Don't worry about your cars. Don't worry about take care of your family. Like, buy land, get the natural resources, buy gold, more importantly, I think right now. I think gold and silver
is
probably the best commodity to buy right now. And then, you know what? Hey, I'm a crypto guy because I think it's a slave system in disguise, but at the right time, you can make your money when you can, and then take care of your family with it.
There you go.
I mean, make a buck when you can.
All right, I got to jump. I got a few more calls to get to. You got about 11 minutes.
Thank you for having me on, bro.
Yeah, thanks for calling. It was a great call. All right, let's go to Nick in North Carolina. Thank you, Nick. How's it going today?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hi.
The other guys were coerced. They coerced a lot.
You there? Can you hear me? Nope, I guess he hung up. All right, let's go to Michael in Ohio. Go ahead, Michael. How you doing today?
Good, brother. Good. Thank you. Hey, I'm going to get you on next. I hear all these people preaching problems. I got solutions, brother.
Let's go.
One, abandon the Republican and Democrat Party in your state.
Yeah.
We got to flood the system with independent candidates.
I agree.
That way, there's no primary. You're guaranteed to be on the ballot.
Right.
And you're not going to get your nomination pulled by your party head because they don't like your politics.
And you don't need money to run anymore. You can just do it on social media. If your ideas are good, people are going to be attracted to them.
And I think people are so sick of Republican, Democrat, they're going to see that independent label and they're going to be like, that's my guy right there. That's the guy I want.
The people that are thinking. Out. Yeah, exactly. The thinking people. And that's who you want. You want the thinkers. You don't want the drones.
And then number two is, there are three offices we got to take back at the county level with good independent constitutionalist candidates. One is the judgeship.
Yeah.
Two are sheriffs. Three are prosecutors. If we can secure just those three seats in one county in any state, they can bring charges against anybody that has affected COVID shots. I'm talking data centers. I mean, if it affects your county, they can bring charges against those people for their corruption. And I know in Ohio, I don't know how this is in all the other states. You'd have to look it up for your state. But in Ohio, you don't have to have any background in law enforcement to be a sheriff. You simply have to be 18 and have graduated high school to be a judge. Same thing.
There's some judgeships. You don't have to be a lawyer. You can just be,
just a Joe Schmo getting elected.
Joe Schmo.
So those are the offices we got to take back. And if we can do that, I really think we could bring about change quickly because we know they've slowly eroded all these rights and offices over the course of 70, 100 years, however long it's been.
Yeah.
And if we're going to make change quick, you know, I really think like we need you, Alex, Harrison, all these people to really at least 10 minutes a day, kind of try to plug the fact that we got to flood the independent ticket and we got to take back county offices. But I think that's going to help us a lot, brother. And I'm glad you're healed up pretty good with your eye.
Yep. Well, the eye was the least of my troubles. Let me tell you, when you can't get up and down, I can't get out of the can't get off the couch, can't get out of bed. It's a whole new paradigm that you're living with. But you know, I'm doing good thanks to some old Chinese healing. I will definitely, give it to the Chinese with acupuncture. They knew what they were doing there. Thanks for the call, Michael. Let's go to Judy now. Also has possible solutions. I think we'll put these together as a little solutions segment here. Go ahead, Judy. How are you doing today? Calling from Florida.
I'm good. And, Rob, I've got to tell you, and this is a compliment to your wife, I still find you the most handsome guy in alternative media. That's my opinion.
All right.
I'm sticking to it.
Thanks, Judy.
Oh, you're welcome. I was, when you said thinking about, thinking outside of the box, I know that if we don't have something like a debt jubilee, or if we don't have Karen Hood is, if you've ever heard her name, she's, in the banking system. I'm assuming she's still trying to do what she's done in the past, and that's to have our gold repatriated.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I don't remember all the mechanisms she said could be used if there was, people cooperating and, what the ability would be to actually go back to a gold-backed system. But, that would mean that whatever is distributed across the planet that belongs to us needs to return back. And that's, one of the things I guess the Rothschilds would say no to. So I guess we're kind of screwed if we don't, do something like that. But I wanted to bring to you guys' attention on X, there is a channel, Maranatha 777. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there is, if you look at that particular feed, you're going to see a brightly colored graphic. It's got waving Israeli flags and pride flags. It's got holograms. It's got drones. It basically shows the future of, the dystopia we're heading headlong into. But if you open it up and you see these points that she's put sequentially, it shows how, and you guys know me, I guess, well enough to know I come from a biblical perspective always, even though I still, want humanity to thrive, actual humans to thrive. But she shows a very prolific and practical look at what it looks like in the book of Revelation with everything opening up. And at the very top is the quantum dot microneedle patch, or that I've heard it called, the tattoo. All of these things. When the time comes, if people are still distributed in 15-minute cities, you can mail these things, and hey, you just slap it on your arm.
You're going to be printing them off at your house. That's what they want the future to be. They print the new vaccine off at your house, and boom, you administer yourself. And people will do it too, because they'll just be like, oh, the government's saying I should do this for my health. Okay.
Well, the bottom line is I think you need to have these a nanotechnology that comes in through. It's like a snake bite. If people look it up, that's what gets that inserts the whole synthetic system into the human body.
Yeah.
And then it can be read under like an infrared light or whatever, or ultraviolet. I don't remember. But the bottom line is that's the mark.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Go ahead.
So I don't think anybody should have a spirit of fear about this, but they, have to look at this is probably like the inevitability. And I think Christian communities, Christian people, they're going to, find each other, and there's just going to be ways of helping each other out. We're going to be taken off the planet when God chooses to take us off anyway. But in the meantime, we have to be the ones that are going to, assert our freedom, because we're not going to go into smart cities. We're not going to go into the Hunger Games. We're not going to go into the Matrix. We're going to be the ones that are going to be the outlanders. And, you know, there are going to be compounds where we are. And, you know, we're going to stay, though, till the Lord takes us out.
Yeah. Nah, I hear you. So, Judy, I got to jump. I got two more callers I want to get to before the end of the show. Let's go to Greg in Illinois. Go ahead, Greg. Wants to talk about walking back the Iran war. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, so,
what's up?
I wanted to talk about Iran, but I violently disagree with one of your last callers about these independents. Unfortunately, I'm as disappointed with Trump as anybody. I mean, he completely betrayed us on what he campaigned on.
Yeah.
But what we have is a two-party system, okay? And what we need to do in 28 is the midterms are going to be what they are. We're probably going to lose. It's fine. And the GOP sucks. But we have to have Tucker Carlson or maybe Thomas Massie run in the Republican Party and break the Republican Party the way Trump did in 16 and actually deliver on the America First campaign.
You know, until I hear what you're saying, but until they go after this entrenched mafia that is running things, nothing's going to change. You could have Tucker Carlson and Thomas Massie in there. There's two guys against hundreds of thousands of Satanist pedophiles. That's what you got. So I'm all for seeing what Tucker Carlson could do. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, I'd love to see that, but I'm just saying you need to have, and we need to get money out of politics. We need to make Israel we need to make Israel register. We know what we need to do.
Right.
But my point is 40% of the country is going to vote red no matter what. 40% of the country is going to vote blue no matter what. And, you know, there's this fallacy that there's a bunch of independents, okay? Most people register as an independent, but they don't vote as they either you have independents that vote for the GOP or you have independents that vote for the Democratic Party.
Right.
Okay? So we need to get a better Republican Party because that's the only way we can go. I mean, we don't have, you know, who do you see on the left that even has good ideas?
They don't want ideas. They don't want ideas. They want people who are in lockstep with their policies. And I think the Republicans want that too at the end of the day. I think they want people that are in lockstep with their policies. And I think the Republicans like to lead from the rear. They like to be the minority party. They like to be, you know, they want it just close enough to where they need to be called upon to get 60 votes in something. That's why they didn't get rid of the filibuster. Cause they're going to be like, we get to use the filibuster when we're the minority party. We get to say, not the filibuster. We get to use the 60 vote majority and we'll give you a few votes if you give us these things. See, it's not about, neither one of these parties is about helping people though. And we've seen that. They're about distribution of the assets of this country to themselves. You know, Speaker Johnson, well, we got to let people insider trade. You know, I got no problem if they're selling stocks, but when it's obviously insider trading, you can look at their histories. You can't have that. That's the wrong reason to be. And you know, I put out a 12-point platform, which said, get rid of that. You can't have that. You know, you got to get rid of these things in politics. Thanks for the call, Greg. That was our final caller of the day. Anonymous dropped off, so you got a little more time in right there. But there's Pelosi with her Wall Street fortune teller. Thanks for watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. Harrison will be here. I think Rex Jones is going to do The War Room. So thanks for watching.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Dr. Bigley. He must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life.
Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch.
Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.